It's Monday, October 21st, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones. This is an emergency broadcast. Please share the links with everyone you know, because you are the Paul Revere.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Days, 12 hours, 59 minutes, 5 seconds, the most important election in world history. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us on this live Monday, October 21st broadcast. 22 days until InfoWars goes up on the chopping block in a federal auction. People that sued me and rigged the courts openly said that they don't want money, they just want to silence us. It's up to you to support our sponsors, to make sure that no matter what happens to InfoWars, we continue on the air. That is critical, plus their great products, AlexJonesStore.com, and our other great sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com. All right. It trended the top of X yesterday, and yesterday after Xi Jinping came out and told his forces prepare for imminent war with the United States and our allies, over some of the different developments that have been taking place in the world, like Israel, in the documents leaking last week that were confirmed over the weekend by the White House, that Israel is planning to attack Iran proper sometime before the election in the next 14 days. Think about that. And then you've also got Zelensky last month saying he wants nuclear weapons and may have nuclear weapons soon. Then you got Bild last week saying that they are going to get nuclear weapons, reportedly from their sources inside NATO, in the next 2 weeks. I reported on that. And then it trended top of X, is that true? And Elon Musk asked the question of my live show last night under it. NATO plans to give Ukraine nuclear weapons. Is this accurate? You can see his comment down there at the bottom. Well, that's a Bild report. And the hundreds of thousands of commenters and people, most of them agreed with me and were putting links to it, but then others were conflating it with Zelensky last month saying he wants nuclear weapons and is close to getting nuclear weapons and then walking it back. So I'm reporting on the most respected publication in Germany. I just put it on screen for everybody. NATO, accession, or nuclear weapon. And so NATO is saying, and that's what the diplomats are saying, it's in the news as well, it's not just sources, that either Ukraine is allowed into NATO or it's given a nuclear weapon. And that was a headline a few weeks ago. The one last week was Ukraine to have nuclear weapons in 2 weeks. Okay, so that's two separate stories, and people then went with community notes and said, no, this was last month. Zelensky said he wants nukes, but then he walked it back. That's a separate story from the Bild story. So overhead shot, I'll show you the Bild story and reports on the Bild story. So here's Elon Musk asking, NATO plans to give Ukraine nuclear weapons. Is this accurate? Community notes. He asked community notes to check into what I was saying, which is a good question. And then here's some of the Bild articles that are being confused with the one from last week. All right. Ukraine claims it could have nuclear weapons within weeks. Bild. Ukraine pushes back on weapons of mass destruction report. That's a few days ago. Okay. So we're reporting on that. Then there's Zelensky. Ukraine will seek nuclear weapons if it cannot join NATO. London Telegraph. So we're talking about different stories here. Okay. That's what's going on. I'm reporting on Bild. I didn't just pull that out of my ass. We'll cover all the huge news straight ahead.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
Normally start the broadcast with a news item dealing with InfoWars, but when it affects everybody, I do. So I want to clear up a big controversy that was trending on the top of X last night and this morning. A month ago, and I'll show you the article, Zelensky came out and said, Ukraine, if it's not given membership in NATO soon, will have nuclear weapons, and they said we can build our own nuclear weapons. Now, NATO is in full control of Ukraine and has been threatening backing them becoming a nuclear power in the last few months, and I'll show you those articles, if they're not given membership. So they're saying to Russia, give Ukraine NATO membership, you know, get out of the way of that, or we're going to give them nuclear weapons, an even bigger threat on your border. So there's those different stories there. Then I reported Friday and Saturday and Sunday on Bild, the most respected publication in Germany, with the headline, Ukraine can have nuclear weapons within weeks. They talked to diplomats that said, yeah, the word is NATO is going to wink, wink, go along with Ukraine having nuclear weapons. They've had nuclear weapons before when it was part of Russia. And then after that, Russia removed them. Putin's now moved nuclear weapons into Belarus, north of Ukraine, and given them to them. So there's a bunch of tit-for-tat proliferation going on. And when you study what's going on, that's what's happening. Now, obviously, NATO blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. The U.S. did it directly. They then spun it and said, no, Russia did it. And they went, oh, okay, actually six guys in a sailboat did it from Ukraine. So they're using Ukraine as plausible deniability as a proxy army or a hybrid war. Okay, that's just classic military action. And it's been a proxy war really for 13 years, but Russia officially made it one 2.5 years ago. So the point is, I covered that yesterday in a larger constellation of the Israel documents leaking last week. They're planning to strike Iran proper, a major escalation, insane escalation before the election. We're now 13, 14 days out. Xi Jinping responded Saturday by saying, well, we're prepared for total war and total military go to the highest alert to prepare for imminent war and for potentially invading Taiwan with big drills going on. So that's the issue here is, The escalation that's happening all over the world, that's how world wars start. North Korea says it may declare war any day, blew up a bunch of its bridges and railways into South Korea last week, as you know. So I was reporting on all of these developments, and people saw the headline, Ukraine may get nuclear weapons. And they went, well, where's the proof? And then they went and found Zelensky a month ago saying, I want nuclear weapons and we'll have nuclear weapons. And if you don't let us into NATO, we'll get nuclear weapons. And then NATO has made similar statements. Well, fine, if you don't let them into NATO, if you try to stand in the way, we'll just give nuclear weapons. And Russia's already given nuclear weapons to Belarus. So this is getting out of control very, very quickly. So that's what I'm reporting on. And instead of debating whether this is being discussed or not, look at the evidence and then pull back and ask yourself where all this is going. Now, South Korea is asking for nuclear weapons. Saudi Arabia says it'll soon have nuclear weapons. Word is they had them a decade ago. Iran's had nuclear weapons for a long time. They told you in 2001 that, oh, they were 2 weeks away. In 2002, 2 weeks away. 2003, 2 weeks away. 2000, you know, every year since then. Now we're hearing every day, 2 weeks away, 2 weeks away, 2 weeks away, 2 weeks away. I've been told by my really high-level sources that Iran has had the stuff for atomic bombs for 20 years. And now Iran came out and said if Israel strikes us, they may change their nuclear doctrine and go ahead and build atomic bombs, which they say they can build within weeks. The point is they've got it already. They can put it together. And if you don't think they haven't already put it together, well, you're a fool. Israel denies they have nuclear weapons. They've had them since the early 60s. So let me just go over these headlines right here. Elon Musk asked last night about my show under the live feed. NATO plans to give combining Ukraine, uranium, and Iran. Iran plans to give Ukraine nuclear weapons. Is this accurate? Well, if NATO is running the Ukraine operation, which is now admitted, and I told you years ago, then by extension, that's NATO. That's how my brain works. You see, I actually make determinations myself. So the thing I said that is new from everybody else is that that's NATO if that happens. And then I've got articles from NATO 6 months ago, 2 months ago, 2 weeks ago, I'll show you, saying if you don't, again, let Ukraine in, or if Ukraine doesn't come into NATO and we can't protect them, well, then they're going to have nuclear weapons. So they have plausible deniability about escalating, but again, it's not very plausible because Ukraine is run by the West. So there's that. So I'm responding. So NATO ascension or nuclear weapons. That's a previous Build article. That's NATO saying, and Ukraine saying, we're going to enter NATO or we're going to get nuclear weapons. And then we can show you the big headline I'm talking about. We'll put back on screen the headline in English translated, Ukraine to have nuclear weapons in weeks. Ukraine claims it could have nuclear weapons within weeks. Ukraine pushes back on weapons of mass destruction report. That was 3 days ago. Says, well, you know, they don't have it or they're not close to having it. Okay, the point is we're reporting they said that. Here is Zelensky. Ukraine will seek nuclear weapons if it cannot join NATO. That's the article people pointed at instead of the Build one and said, I was talking about that. No, I'm talking about the other article in Build. First Ukraine nuke ready in weeks, Build says. Okay. German news publication claims Ukraine can have nuclear weapons within weeks. Here's our article, link to Build. Germany and UK to sign a historic defense pact. Zelensky walks back earlier comments on Ukraine's possible plan to obtain nuclear weapons. That happened Friday. So I'm just pointing out that this is all going on and escalating. China, who's allied with Russia and Iran, saying, okay, well, it looks like we're allied with Russia and Iran, and if they're about to get directly attacked, which Keir Starmer of the UK and O'Biden of the U.S. said 5 weeks ago, the Storm Shadow missiles, that is escalating towards open world war, which Xi Jinping said Saturday. So the point of my talking about this is not even to make the Build report central about NATO officials and high-level EU diplomats saying no, the word is they're going to go ahead and have it in weeks. Whether that's true or not, the point is China is taking that and Iran is taking that and Russia is taking that as a major escalation or saying they're prepared for total war. And Putin said if they see any signs Ukraine has nuclear weapons, they're going to potentially use nuclear weapons, just like he said 5 weeks ago in response to Joe Biden meeting with Keir Starmer at the White House and saying, okay, we'll go ahead and authorize the use of storm shadows inside Russia. That's the story, is the escalation on every front. Zelensky calls for nukes, then denies plan, but Hungary believes he still will trigger World War III. Here's Putin. Zelensky's nuclear arms comments, dangerous provocation. Putin, AFP. Zelensky rose back after atomic statement. He made that statement. Zelensky, the Budapest Memorandum, and the Ukrainian atomic bomb. Ukraine nuclear weapons, the security assurances at a glance. Ukraine could rebuild nuclear arsenal after Clinton Obama disarmed it. So there's your answer. And the exact answer is no one knows because of the fog of war. Putin says, this is Reuters, Putin says Russia won't let Ukraine obtain nuclear weapons. That's the whole point, is that this brinksmanship is going on. Okay, let me show you the other articles I mentioned. Because when I talked about this Saturday and Sunday and Friday, I noticed a lot of commenters and stories about it. Alex Jones claims, with no evidence, Israel is going to attack Iran. It's all over the news. The leaked Pentagon documents that the White House confirmed Saturday are accurate, that Israel has said they're looking to strike Iran inside their country sometime before the election. Here's the headline. Leaked documents show U.S. intelligence on Israel's plans to attack Iran, sources say. CNN. Read the article. It says before the election. Iran warns U.S. over Israeli strike. RT. Iran, weakened by attacks on its allies, braces for Israeli strikes. Washington Post. Has Iran just tested a nuclear weapon with a 4.6 on the Richter scale? U.S. government leaked Israeli strike plans on Iran. Netanyahu promises retaliation following assassination attempt with a drone at his house by Hezbollah. So my point is, this stuff is off to the races. Then we get this. Chinese President Xi Jinping orders military to prepare for war, imminent war. Threatens to invade Taiwan. Xi Jinping asks troops to prepare for war as battle drills intensify around Taiwan. Xi Jinping orders Chinese troops to boost war preparedness. China Xi calls for troops to boost war preparedness. North Korea threatens to declare war. China slams illegal U.S. sanctions. South Korea needs nukes, the government asked. There's two different types of nuclear powers. Those that have them and admit it, and those that don't, like Israel. South Korea's got nukes. South Africa had nukes. Saudi Arabia's got it, Iran. Navy prepares for China conflict with newly announced strategy. Fox News. How prepared is Taiwan for a war with China? Al Jazeera. China ends war games around Taiwan but leaves door open for more. Reuters. How would we know when China's preparing to invade Taiwan? Taiwan spots Chinese carrier. Chinese military video says prepared for battle. China's leader makes rare visits to the military, all that. Is China going to invade Taiwan? Over 100 Ukrainian drones downed in Russian overnight and the weekend. So I'm done talking about that. That's what I covered. That's what I did. The world's never been closer to a new world war. And I don't blame people not wanting to believe this is happening. But that's where we are, because the old financial system, not just here, but in China, in the EU, in the West, it's all crumbling. And what happens every time this type of economic garbage goes down at this level? There's a major global realignment. The powers that be square off and have giant wars. The difference is now there's nuclear weapons. And so NATO has said, okay, well, Ukraine will just get nukes. That's a threat. That escalates. Then they walk it back. They issue the threat. They walk it back. They issue the threat for Storm Shadows, say they're going to start bombing Russia 5 weeks ago, then don't do it. Very dangerous game that is being played out in front of the entire world right now. And so that's what I'm covering. That's what I'm saying. And the fact that NATO is talking about nukes for Ukraine, the fact that Ukraine's saying we'll have them in a few weeks, then walking it back. Zelensky says, I want nukes, then walks it back. That is a game of chicken being played. And it is going on. and it needs to be addressed. Now, the average American is just like stuff that's cute. And I get it. I like cute stuff, too. I like fun stuff. And Trump at a McDonald's running the French fry fryer, basically trolling Kamala Harris, who said she worked at McDonald's but never did, is great. We got clips of that. And his jokes last week at the Al Smith dinner. And that's great. If we can get people to, you know, vote for somebody that will stop World War III and control the border and stabilize the dollar and bring our jobs back and stop the communist uprising, if we can win that by him showing he's just an average guy cooking French fries, fine with me. And if that's what saves the world, great. I just want to show everybody something I spent an hour on last night. And I played the FDIC clips where they admit they don't want the public to know this. And this is on the Federal Reserve's own website. These numbers are not disputed. Update, and I agree with this headline, collapse is coming. Unrealized losses at U.S. banks are 7 times higher than during the 2008 financial crisis. 7 times. And it's getting worse. And there's no way you're not going to see major bank failures in the next 3 months. And you add that to the inflation and the Great Reset cutting off our resources. The globalists have initiated a global collapse. But at the same time, they want to be able to make the public think they're not the ones behind it. So that's their paradox. And because the public, on average, does understand this is deliberate, it's not going to go well for them. And it is really intensifying the political realignment. And people aren't realigning as communists or socialists as they hoped, demanding universal basic incomes and the rest of it. They are understanding that it is the policies of the private central banks and their front group, BlackRock, that is orchestrating this, and they are electing anti-globalists. The problem is, even if we put nothing but good people in charge of everything right now, society is such a mess, and the debts are so huge, and the industrial capacity has already been slashed so bad that it's going to be rough. But if the globalists stay in control, they plan on using the crises to end civilization as we know it and just normalize abject poverty, almost no energy, no mobility, and all you'll have is your house you can stay in and bugs you're allowed to eat and all the internet and Netflix you want as they cut off the major power plants and the pipelines and the infrastructure. They are building dozens of nuclear reactors that are private and that are not going to be hooked into the grid in many cases, that just power big tech and the AI systems. So they're turning up their power while turning down our power. How are they going to have it where China builds 3-4 new coal power plants a week and we tear down 5 or 6 a week? That was 80% of our power production. Windmills and solar aren't going to do it. Well, it's real simple. You just cut off most energy for everybody else. And then you give plenty of energy to the big tech companies and the establishment and the NSA. And that's a breakaway civilization. That's feudalism. Where you get feudalism, you get artificially made poor, you don't get to travel, you don't get to have a car, you don't get to have any of that. You don't get to aspire to anything. And then the establishment has all the medicine, all the high tech, all the energy in their government and corporate reservations. Now, how have I been predicting this for 25 years? I didn't really know about this 30 years ago. I knew about the globalists, the Federal Reserve, and all that, but I hadn't gotten into their documents that were just coming out at the time about city-states. How globalism isn't going to empower the nation-state. It's going to collapse all the nation-states, and then you'll have international organizations, corporations, and city-states modeled after Israel, the City of London within London, the financial district, and the Vatican, and what, the District of Columbia, that itself is above the law and its own thing separate. And then you're going to have the Google and the Amazon smart cities where they're a control grid. You have to be authorized to go in, and then they get the energy, they get the medicine, they get all of the futuristic systems, but really people will fight to get into those. They'll really just be prisons. But you advertise enslavement as cool and as fun, and then they'll be really city states within city states, but also the globalists are building a lot of rural redoubts that are actually going to be where they live, and ships at sea, floating islands, you name it. So they'll advertise the smart cities as the utopia, Elysium fields, but they'll be off on their Mount Olympus. And they even use Greek terminology for it 30, 40 years ago for these plans. And then you see movies like Elysium where it's, you know, they're on a space station instead. But no, it'll just be right here on the ground. It's a big club. We ain't in it. It's more like the Hunger Games model. All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back and get to the incredible election fraud news. It's all confirmed now. Boy, they're really doing it with only 13, 14 days out from the election. I have some very exciting announcements to make to everybody. We've told you with our great sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. It's not just essential to keeping InfoWars on the air if we survive, but in the future being a great sponsor for my broadcast, period. Very, very important to support thealexjonesstore.com. Get incredible T-shirts, the best designs, hoodies, ball caps. Oh, the new ball caps are incredible. Bunch of murdered out MAGA, Make America Free Again hats. Just amazing quality. I'm going to show you some of those coming up later. But also, we've got the Ultimate CMOS gummies that were in stock, sold out. Some came back in, sold out again. A bigger supply is coming in a few days. You'll be able to reorder those. But we have the powdered capsule CMOS that's even better, quite frankly. It's twice as strong with the key ingredients, with the super high-quality organic iodine, all these key minerals and vitamins and trace elements of the CMOS, and then the bladder rack and burdock root that are so good for your glands and body and also have super forms of iodine in them. If you know how important iodine is, you'll understand CMOS is the ultimate seafood, ultimate superfood, and we have some of the highest quality out there you're going to find, and it supports the broadcast. So get your CMOS and experience it now at thealexjonesstore.com. And a new product is in. 60 billion super concentrated probiotics with all the toxins and chemicals in the environment and the chlorine in the water. It kills the good bacteria. The bad bacteria that mutate are able to survive, making your gut toxic. Everybody knows how important probiotics are. This is a super high quality, private label, very strong staple probiotic, 60 billion. And it just makes you so healthy, and it's so good for your whole body because your gut affects the whole body. So good for your immune system. So good for everything. You need to get Ultimate Probiotic now, launching at thealexjonesstore.com. Supports gut health, immune system enhancement, improves lactose digestion, may help reduce gut discomfort. BI04, super incredible quality bacteria, boosts immunity, aids in digestion, balances gut flora, supports respiratory health. LP115, another amazing type of bacteria. It's got the best. Antioxidant effects, enhances nutrient absorption, makes your body grow better. Amino acid in the gut and the intestines. Reduces gas and bloating, supports immune function, gut barrier integrity, balances gut microbia. Then it's got marine polysaccharide complex, gut health, detoxifying effects, prebiotic preparedness, and then a bunch of others. It's got FO5 in it. This is a super formula, one of the top ones out there that we private labeled at thealexjonesstore.com. And you can get it for 55% off when you get three bottles, 50% off with two bottles, and 40% off when you get one bottle, and it funds the InfoWar at thealexjonesstore.com. Go there now, or roll over to the globalist.
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90-plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller. Years ago, we've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine's literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life. They're being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well because the left's always acting like they're the Mavericks. They're the trailblazers. They're the outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the outlaw. Fight the tyrants at point-blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right. Evidence of massive election fraud is now all over the news. They're not even hiding it. They're trying to say it's not fraud. We're going to cover that here in a moment. But first, the only reason this broadcast is still on the air is because of you. We try to make it really easy to do it. You need to go to thealexjonesstore.com and become a VIP member. Let me tell you why.
Now, the one thing I want you to do, if I could ask you to do anything for America and Alex and this network and this crew, the one thing I would ask you to do, go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club. It's $30 a month, but you get $40 in store credit. So if you're going to buy a $35 shirt, you might as well sign up for the VIP club so that you can get that extra $10 and just get the shirt that you want. That is going to ensure that we can fund this operation, fund the next operation, and ensure that Alex always has a voice. They can try to steal his identity. They can try to steal his business. They can try to steal America. They can try to sacrifice humanity in nuclear genocide. But if you go to thealexjonesstore.com and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club, They'll never take away our voice. They'll never take away our freedom. They'll never take away free speech, and we can save America together. Please go now and be the reason Alex Jones will always be on the air.
AlexJonesStore.com/VIP, or there's a big red link right at the top of the main page, AlexJonesStore.com. We're fighting hard. We're working behind the scenes. You can cut the suspense with a knife. 14 days, 12 hours, 24 minutes, 50 seconds, the most important election in world history. And now I want to talk about that right now. Okay, so everybody knows the term gaslighting. And it's when a bunch of people basically get around you and tell you something that you know is true isn't. And that works on weak-minded people, like a Jedi mind trick. It'd be like if you're watching me on television in a room full of people right now, and you say, Alex Jones is wearing a dark blue shirt, and he has a blue background. And you're in a room with 10 people, and they go, no, Bob, or no, Carol, or no, whatever your name is, Alex Jones is wearing a red shirt. You go, no, it's a blue shirt. And they go, you're crazy. And then when Trump saw the election stolen in 2020, and all the evidence is now proven it was worse than what we said, illegals voting, dead people voting, ballot box stuffing, keeping the polls going for days, you know, with ballots only marked for Joe Biden, with not even signatures being checked, violating law. The judges said, we're not going to look at that when Trump would go file in court. They'd say, we don't have jurisdiction. The Justice Department, the FBI ran around with these different postal workers, multiple ones in Pennsylvania and other states, said, yeah, I was driving out of New York into there, and I pulled up and sat there for like 6 hours. Remember, the guy did press conferences, and I thought, this is weird, because he was watching all these other things being unloaded, looked like ballots being brought into this warehouse. So he said, I'm going to look in the back of the mail. They have that authorization. He was also an inspector. He had that authorization. Opens it up, and it's all marked just for Joe Biden. And he goes, whoa, this is crazy. And then he does a press conference. The FBI comes and threatens him, but he's since testified to Congress and legislatures, and it's all confirmed. But then you've got illegal aliens in Michigan, Texas. I'm just mentioning the battlegrounds here. It's in all the blue states. As you know, that's how they took them over, mainly. Texas, which is red, supposedly. Michigan, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona. You have the secretaries of state. Alabama tried to take illegals off the ballot 2 weeks ago, and the feds came in and said, we'll sue you. So they said Friday they're putting them back on. And I've got all the articles, I've got news clips, I've got them admitting it. So they're saying in Texas, again, 3 weeks ago, and we have video from the Secretary of State and the statement saying, yeah, if somebody has a non-citizen ID, we're going to let them vote. And then you point that out, and the left runs around saying, they're insane, MTG's insane. You know, that trended one of the top stories over the weekend, MTG on the show Friday, she's on tomorrow. And she just said, I've got constituents coming to me, and they're sending her the messages where it happened, saying I vote Republican, and it flips it to Democrat. And then no sooner had she said that reports came in all over the country of the same thing happening. So we have illegal aliens and people that are dead and people that are out of district voting. Gallup and others a few months ago did big national studies, and they canvass illegal aliens, migrants, and upwards of, on average, 14%, some higher. A whole bunch of studies were done by not just Gallup, and they were 14% of migrants questioned said they have voted and plan on voting again. And you got Democrats everywhere saying, oh, we have initiatives for migrants, illegal aliens, to vote in our towns. And they go, oh, but it's only in local elections. Well, how many local elections aren't held on the general election or the off-year election? Almost all of them are. Every once in a while, there's a weird special election if somebody dies or gets in, you know, or resigns. So this is going on, as Elon Musk has pointed out, as I've pointed out, as Trump's pointed out. I mean, Musk was posting on X last week and over the weekend. I sent the crew the clips. I never got to them Friday. Guys, give me Friday's list. I think I'm going to do that today. of congressional hearings in 2016, 18, 20, 22, 23, 24, where they have the elections officials and the experts and the professors up there showing all the machines getting hacked and showing the illegals voting and showing the dead people voting. So this goes on. We know it goes on. And they sit there and gaslight us and say, no, it's not happening. So here's some headlines. Elon Musk blasts dishonest Michigan SOS for having more registered voters on the rolls than eligible voters. Shame on you for blatantly lying to the public. So they, remember, always said it was crazy. You know, there's no ineligible people there. And then clearly this is impossible. And they admit, okay, they're ineligible. I've got the video clip on the news, but we'll fix it after the election. So in 2020 and 2022, they just said it's not happening. But now that Republican groups have gone in and paid the money to check the rolls, they go, okay, here's the proof. And they go, oh, well, we'll fix it later. Same thing in Arizona. Same thing in Alabama. Same thing in Georgia. Same thing in Pennsylvania. Are you starting to get a picture here of what's happening? So that's one headline. Here's another one. Yesterday we learned Michigan has 500,000 more voters registered than voters, and they won't fix it until after the election. Today we learned Michigan won't know election results until the day after the election. In 2020, we saw CCTV footage of vans dropping off tens of thousands of ballots at 3 a.m. with no poll watchers, and Biden's votes spiked up overnight. We must stop the Michigan steal. And who's the secretary? You know, who's the governor? Who's the attorney general? All Soros people. Here's another clip. Since when are 25% of Georgia's voters located overseas? What the hell is this BS? Georgia Secretary of State says 75% of vote totals will be reported no later than 8 p.m. on election night. What we will be waiting for is the overseas ballots that come in no later than Friday. And they told you 2 weeks ago on 60 Minutes, oh, Pennsylvania is going to take days and the Republicans are going to get violent. Really, who said that? Marjorie Taylor Greene pushes claim Dominion machines are switching votes to Democrats in wild Alex Jones interview. And then they're all like, we're going to sue Alex Jones. We're going to sue her. I just had a congresswoman on to say what her constituents are telling him. You're allowed to do that. That's free speech. Oh, but they don't want it looked into. Biden says he's concerned about what they're going to do. Biden warns election may be violent. Remember that 3 weeks ago? And now here's some of the other headlines. DNC announces initiative, innovative six-figure investment in Democrats abroad to ensure engagement of key voters living outside the U.S. Oh, people abroad. 25% of Georgia lives abroad. BS. Look at this headline. Voters in Georgia, Texas, and Tennessee report voting machines flipping their selections to Democrat. Federal judge prevents Alabama removing non-citizens from voter rolls. Same thing in Texas. Just saying, hey, you got an ID? It doesn't have to be a U.S. ID. It doesn't have to be a citizen ID. Just vote. Michigan voter rolls inflated by 500K. State says there's no issue with clean rolls. Arizona case to reveal 200,000 voters with no proof of citizenship will proceed. Trump says 21 million illegals in the country. I think that's just under Biden, Harris. And it just goes on from there. But they're desperate. Obama to join Kamala Harris on the campaign trail, just like the lip reader found. Oh, yeah, she's in trouble. Yeah, we're losing. Man, she's not strong. Don't worry. I'm going to go help her. Lizzo at Harris rally. If Kamala wins, the whole country will be like Detroit. She thinks Detroit's great. Detroit got some cool architecture and things, but it's definitely depressed. And it goes on from there. So let's play some of the clips I mentioned here. And if you're a new listener, I noticed some of the comments last week, because 3 weeks ago I covered it. 2 weeks ago I played the clips from the news. And then when I mentioned it, I still see comments going, Texas Secretary of State didn't say people with non-citizen IDs can vote. That's not true. Yeah, it is. You want me to show you the articles or videos again? Go look it up yourselves, okay? Unbelievable. Yes, it's really happening. I know it's unbelievable. I understand that. It's true. Let's play clip six. Michigan won't know election results until the day after the election. And I want to play clip 10. Georgia's Secretary of State, 75% of the vote totals will be reported no later than 8 p.m. on election night. What we're waiting for is the overseas ballots that come in no later than Friday. So let's pull up the November calendar 2024 on screen for TV viewers before I play these clips. Let's pull up the November 2024 calendar and let's look what day election day is in 14 days. And then let's look when the Friday is. See, they're already getting you ready. Remember what they said before. Don't worry. It looks like Trump's going to win 4 years ago, but it's a red mirage. Pelosi said, no problem. We'll have the votes. And boy, the key battlegrounds, magically, it came in and Biden won. So there's November 5th, Super Tuesday. And so they're going to play their games and block the windows and claim that a water main broke that didn't happen and kick everybody out on the night of the 5th. And then they've got that evening overnight into the 6th, 7th, 8th. So they've got 3.5, 4 days for their shenanigans to make sure, again, when they kick the Republican legally their election watchers out and they block the windows up. Who told them to do that in Arizona and Michigan and Pennsylvania and Georgia and a bunch of other places? And then, oh, we've stopped counting. Things are closed. And you get the surveillance footage and it's people sticking ballots in. And then Giuliani says, that looks like fraud. Then they sue him in a key jurisdiction and win $80-something million. Okay, so, what are they doing? Saying, oh, the election center's closed in Atlanta, Fulton County. You can't look through the windows. It's closed. And then people subpoena the surveillance footage, and they're in there working all night. And then if you say that's bad, what was the Giuliani ruling? $87 million, I forget. For defamation. Here, let's look it up. What was mine? $1.5 billion for doing things I didn't even do. But if I did the things they said I did, it's First Amendment. And then Janessa Souza, you can do this, anybody can do this, buys the cell phone data randomly of the people in a couple of Pennsylvania towns where all this stuff went on. And they track the people going dozens and dozens of times to safe houses, getting their ballots, and then going and sticking them in drop boxes while they take a photo of each one to get paid. And it's all the same procedure in Arizona, in Pennsylvania, in Georgia, in Michigan. And they did it in Texas, too. They did it everywhere. And they do enough of it, they'll even take Florida and Texas. I'm sorry, I said 70. So I was going from memory. No, it was Trump was like 5 million, and then was it 80-something million for saying he was innocent and didn't touch a woman who had no proof. Not allowed to say he's innocent. Well, with Giuliani, it was 148 million for talking bad about those election workers that said the water main broke. And that they stopped counting, and then people subpoenaed, and what are you doing? Well, they weren't doing anything. I understand. Okay, fine. So, this is the intimidation. This is the brainwashing. This is the garbage of the system trying to intimidate you. And then Marjorie Taylor Greene comes on Friday and says, I've got constituents saying that the votes are getting flipped to Democrat. She says, I'm looking into it. I don't know if this is accurate. And then the media misrepresents and says MGT and Alex, or MTG and Alex, say that Dominion's stealing the election. Say that, nope, she said she's getting those. And then other reports came in. We're allowed to say, hey, we're getting these reports. We're looking into it. But we know the illegals are voting. We know people in the names of dead people are voting. We know out of district are voting. We know they're saying 25% of the votes will come in and Georgia won't know for 3.5 days, and Pennsylvania is saying the same thing, and Michigan's saying the same thing, and Arizona's saying the same thing, and Wisconsin's saying the same thing. And we've shown you the graphs of Michigan and all these other battleground states, overhead shot. Should told, guys, pull up the classic election graphs from 2020. Election graphs, you know, where here's Biden in blue and here's Trump in red. Here's Trump. Here's Biden. And any normal election, you know, it tracks like that. But oh, bloop. Biden goes bloop in Michigan. And in every other state, it's just so magic. Bloop. Straight up lines. That doesn't happen. Because even if you're in a Democrat district, you're going to get some Republican voters. Nope, not here. No, sir. And you can even see how they rest. Pull that back up. I mean, they're in there running those ballots through for by over and over and over again. Then they run the computer and check. Oh, my God, Trump's still winning. Okay, get back to work. And then I mean, look at Michigan. Look how ridiculous that. Blow up that graph right there. Straight line. They stop. It isn't enough. God, do more. It's almost done. Hurry. 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 Trucks are pulling in. Meanwhile, they're telling the press, it's all closed. We're not counting. Sorry, can't look through the windows. Everybody out. Hurry. Hurry. Like, instead of bailing water, they're like bailing ballots into the machines. More vans are pulling in. Oh, but there's no fraud, and two men can have a baby, and Kamala Harris, she won the primaries. You know, she got votes. Oh, wait, she got zero votes. Well, that's all right. That's okay. I mean, people that would smuggle 325,000 kids, the Border Patrol says it's more like a million, but that's what they know of, that they had, that they then send off to just whoever takes them, in many cases, no paperwork. They would never steal an election. These people are nice folks. They wouldn't do anything wrong. So, that's where we are. Now, I'm not going to predict they're going to steal this from Trump. We've gone over a lot of the research, a lot of the background, and we know that even if they're stuffing ballots in the names of dead people and illegals and folks moved out of district, that they only have so many bullets in the gun. In fact, let me show you this graph, and whenever I show you, they can basically pull up the actual graph. But if you look at Florida and you look at Texas, they were both the same. You've got in 2020 and the same thing in 2022 in the off-year election for Congress and then the state and local elections. You've got the Democrats here, and you've got DeSantis right here, the Republicans. And as the evening goes on, you start seeing the straight line go up. But at a certain point, the straight line stops because they run out of people. And I'll do it better here. So here's the Democrats in Texas. Here's the Republicans. And then later in the evening, it just goes boop. So you see the artificiality that's being dumped in, ballots purely for the Democrats, for Beto O'Rourke and others, and bloop, not enough. So then they reload, bloop, not enough, bloop. And then Ted Cruz barely wins, and the Republicans barely win in Texas. Do you really believe that? But see, what happened is they ran out of bullets. So it was the same thing. Democrats are down here, and then bloop, 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 but they don't make it because they run out of that database that Zuckerberg got them of the dead people and illegals and, you know, the names to be able to have the illegals and others go out and vote in. So if they can steal it, they will steal it. And they are going to try to steal it. That's my summation. People come here for Tomorrow's News Today. I don't think you need Alex Jones to tell you that. You know that. The purest way to know how somebody's going to behave is their past actions. That's the most accurate way. And they got their back against the wall. They're total crooks. They're going for broke. They're engaging in all sorts of crimes, you know, to raise money, money launder, you name it. They're manipulating and censoring, and Google won't send out voting alerts to Republicans, but only does it for Democrats. That's a fix right there. You got the other big tech out there censoring everything. This is one hell of a fight. And they were barely able to steal it last time because voter turnout was not as strong as it should have been for Trump. I am predicting Trump and the American people will override this if they don't kill Trump in the next 14 days. And I'm going to say this again. He becomes president-elect. That's when they start the civil unrest and the wars, because they're still going to be in control and he's not going to be the president yet. Inaugurated. So we'll cover that next hour and give you my take on what's coming. We'll open the phones up on that subject. I'll intersperse it with all the other news. But these are the serious topics we're covering. The establishment doesn't want us covering, because we'll cover the hardcore reality of where we're at. We do it a pretty good job. And that's why I ask you humbly to keep us on air. We're only, 24 days, 23 days, let's put it on screen, until InfoWars could be potentially shut down. So we have great sponsors that regardless are going to back the transmission one way or another. So if you, at this dire moment, want to keep me in the fight, 22 days until InfoWars can be shut down, you need to go to our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. And there's amazing supplements. We have now added a top-of-the-line, private-labeled, five-star probiotic, ultimate probiotic, 60 billion. And it has got all of the top-rated ingredients. LA14, that's the name of this super good bacteria. B104, another amazing one. These are all the gold standard. LP115, LPC37, marine polysaccharide to supercharge it all in your gut and grow the good amino acids. I mean, this is a amazing product. It's got FOS. And you just, there's so many benefits, I can't even go over it all. It's absolutely essential. It's a high quality probiotic. 55% off introductory offer when you get three bottles. 50% when you get two, 40% when you get one. Ultimate probiotic, now available in stock, ready to ship at thealexjonesstore.com. Amazing t-shirts, hoodies, a lot of really cool caps came in, murdered out. MAGA and InfoWars hats, all at thealexjonesstore.com. And be sure and check out the Alex Jones VIP, where you can get the best deals ever. Just check it out. It's too much great stuff. Just check it out for yourself.
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90 plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones Store. I got my Night Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props for fighting through it all. And I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase. So keep it going, guys.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
What the globalists are going to pull during the election. We are now deep into early voting, and we have the exact same chilling statements coming out of Texas and Georgia and Michigan and Pennsylvania, Arizona, and others. And that's that the election is not going to end that night. And our elections don't do that anymore. It's the red mirage. It's going to look like Trump's going to win, and then magically 25% of the ballots in Georgia are going to come in the 3 days after. And we're being told the same thing everywhere else. And we're being told that non-citizens can vote with non-citizen IDs in Texas. That's so bombshell. So I want to open the phones up on this topic. And have you voted early? What happened to you? Did it go fine? What did you experience? Are you a postal worker? What have you witnessed? Are you a poll worker? And if those folks tell us when they call in, they'll go to the head of the line. In fact, I could just say, in fact, let's do this. Let's have the first round of callers be just folks that have voted, your experience, what you saw, poll watchers, poll workers. Maybe you voted and it went great, and you checked your ballot and it was wonderful. Did you check your ballot? And then secondarily, what do you think of Texas saying non-citizens can, you know, vote with non-citizen IDs? And what do you make of the feds getting Alabama and other states to go back and put illegal aliens back on the ballot? That's just what Arizona did with hundreds of thousands of out-of-state people and illegals. They said, well, we're just going to leave it on there. Michigan's got 500,000 more people on the rolls than there are registered voters. Does that make sense? 500,000 plus more people on the rolls than registered voters. How are you on there? I mean, how are there more people on the rolls than all the people registered in the database? And what did Trump lose Michigan by and Georgia by? I think Michigan was, what, 13,000? All of them are less than 20,000. Well, Trump has such energy. Things are so energized. I don't think they can override it. Give me your take when we come back and we take calls.
Pushing pills on people and start pushing the red pill on people, because the red pill is the only drug that can cure this mental illness. That can cure things like gender dysphoria, that can cure things like depression, that can cure things like involuntary celibacy, that can cure things like racism, that can cure things like World War III itself. The cure to all diseases, all illnesses, is the red pill. And the best place to get your endless supply of the red pill is band.video, is Infowars.com/show, is following at Real Alex Jones on InfoWars, is going to the alexjonesstore.com/VIP and signing up for $30 a month to get $40 a month. Hell, it's not even an expense. It's an investment practically. You buy one shirt a month, you keep us on the air. If we had 20,000 people sign up for the alexjonesstore.com/VIP for the Alex Jones VIP club. If we had 20,000 people sign up for that VIP club, Alex Jones would always be on the air, even if he had to refer to himself legally as the broadcaster formerly known as Alex Jones. There's a reason Prince didn't stop making records after his identity was stolen from him. It's because he was so good and he had such a loyal following and fan base that they couldn't shut him down. They couldn't silence him. They couldn't own him because he had enough support. We need you, just like you need us, just like you need the truth. The truth needs you. Please go to the alexjonesstore.com/VIP. If you buy anything or sign up for anything, do that because it is going to be forever.
I don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants. Oh, I do hate them. I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending. I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. I've been holding back my real capabilities. I'm just ashamed of it. It's a little scary. I have decided and am just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release my full potential against the New World Order. Good luck, globalist. Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before, I want you to throw everything you've got at. Whatever you think it is you need to do.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
I have a responsibility to cover the facts as I see them, and they're crystal clear. So that's positive. As negative as the facts are, at least it's very clear, so we know how to counter it. They're doing the exact same scam they did in 2020, 4 years ago, in all the battleground states and in states that are in play like Texas because of massive fraud and a lot of Texans, you know, sitting on their laurels. They almost stole the election. They almost won in places like Texas. Those states almost went to Biden through fraud 4 years ago. Ted Cruz is very close to getting beat because of fraud here in Texas. Democrats are beside themselves with glee with Act Blue and all the money laundering and the Secretary of State saying, well, the FBI told me to let illegal aliens vote, so we're going to accept non-citizen IDs to vote. I mean, that was 3 weeks ago, and it hit the news, and I'll be on the street, the grocery store, the gym every day. Hey, are they going to steal it? And I go, yeah, I mean, they're trying. You see, the Secretary of State said they're going to accept non-citizen IDs. And I had a guy a couple days ago, come on, that's not true. I pulled it up on my phone. He goes, oh, my God. New Texas SOS advisory allows Secretary of State non-citizens' licenses as voter ID. You can't make it up. And so now all the battleground states are like, oh, we're not going to be done on Election Day. It's going to take at least till Friday. And we're all going to black out the windows again and kick everybody out and say it's closed and say we're not counting, but we will. And then if you don't like it, we'll sue you in a rigged courtroom and have a $140 million judgment against you. You better shut up. MTG was on Friday with me, and she said, I've got reports coming in, constituent with vote flipping. It's now coming in all over the country, and all the Democrats and news articles ran saying, sue Alex Jones, sue MTG. Really, for her saying what she's hearing? And then the audits have been done. It took years. You know, the legislative body in Arizona came out earlier this year and said, no, our findings are Trump won by a landslide. He barely lost in Michigan, in Arizona, everywhere. By fraud. So let's play clip 6 and 10. Michigan won't know election results until the day after the election. And the Georgia Secretary of State, 75% of the vote totals will be reported no later than 8 p.m. on election night. What we'll be waiting for is the overseas ballots that come in later. but we should have the election over by Friday. 3.5 days after. They're saying the same stuff in Pennsylvania. And again, Michigan's now confirmed. Oh, we got 500 plus thousand more people set to vote in the database than are registered voters. How do you have one person in the rolls who isn't registered? Remember, they said, oh, it's crazy. There's nobody on the rolls that's not registered. Remember that? Trump's insane. Trump's crazy. Go ahead and play the clips here.
How quickly do you expect to get results? Well, you know, in 2020, we had the results of our highest turnout election in Michigan history within 24 hours of the polls closing. The unofficial results were completed by 8 p.m. on Wednesday. So we're tracking that again this year. We do have more options to process ballots sooner than Election Day, which is where we were restricted in 2020. So I'm optimistic we could see results even sooner, but I would estimate end of the day on Wednesday as the best guess on how we'll perform. But that said, we will always prioritize accuracy and security over efficiency, understanding how much people will want those results. We're still going to make sure the process is secure and accurate before we put anything out to the public. But that said, we understand people's energy
and excitement. This, of course, is a Soros operative.
We're working hard to ensure those results are ready as soon as possible.
As I understand it, nearly all votes cast in this upcoming election will be recorded on paper. Last night.
Absolutely. 100% will be. And okay. It's actually security paper with the state seal on it.
Okay. Important point to establish, because yesterday President Trump said something that implies that because it can take time to tabulate votes, there might be something nefarious here. Take a listen.
We spend all this money on machines, and then they announce, we expect to have the results like 7 days after the election. If you had paper ballots, you get them at 10 o'clock. France went to paper because what we did didn't work.
He's pointing to a lack of paper ballots as a problem here. Is he accurately describing what's happening, and how long will it take to tabulate votes?
In Georgia, 100% of all the votes cast will be on a paper ballot. But actually, nationwide, it's going to be over 96 to 97% of all voting in America will be on paper ballots. But we also just put into law this year with SB 189 that all early votes and all early accepted ballots, they all will have to have their results reported by 8 p.m. That's 70, maybe even 75% of all the vote totals will be reported no later than 8 p.m. on election night.
Won't take 7 days to tabulate votes, as he said?
Absolutely not. What we will be waiting for is the overseas ballots that come in no later than Friday, and so those will then be the final numbers. And we'll just see if that makes the difference in the total vote totals. I understand we're very competitive, and that's why we've done everything since day one to make sure we have fast, accurate, and secure elections for all my voters here in Georgia.
None of that is true. Many of the ballots didn't even have signatures on them, it turned out. They found massive numbers of illegal aliens and dead people on there. And George Soros has got many of these Secretary of States and Attorney Generals under his full control. They got the Justice Department running around making sure that the steal can happen. But they're definitely sweating. It's why they tried to kill Trump twice, we know of. Yeah, the Secretary of State project of George Soros. And then look at all the Secretary of States they put in, including the lady you just saw on national news saying everything's fine, everything's great. And then you've got the Secretary of State in Maine. Remember her pulling Trump off the ballot? What a nice lady. No judge, no jury, just you're off the ballot because you've been indicted. Well, the law doesn't say that. Well, we don't care. Supreme Court had to say no. And that's why they're threatening the Supreme Court, because it's not fabulously corrupt. There's still little vestiges of justice left, just little toeholds we've got. But you can climb a mountain, you can climb a rock face with toeholds. but they're eroding those away quicker and quicker, and it's getting harder and harder and harder and more insane. All right, I'm going to open up the phones on election 2024, only 14 days out, 22 days out from the shutdown of InfoWars, very potentially. And it's just an epic time to be alive. I mean, I've been aware of the globalists for 40 years, intensely studying it for 35, on air for over 30 years and 6 months. And I always wondered if I could stay on air long enough, would the world wake up and say no to the globalists, or would they actually go operational like they said they would do in 2020 in 1992? It's a long-term plan. And then we lived through Agenda 21. Now we're under Agenda 2030. And we've got the battle plan. We should be able to beat them easily. But people still don't want to admit the horror of it. But because of Elon Musk and Tucker Carlson and Trump and this broadcast that was the detonator, you know, you can have a 300 Win Mag cartridge with the bullet in the front and the cartridge that holds the powder, and then you've got a little white powder cap on the back that the firing pin hits. And if you don't have the firing pin hitting the cap, and then the cap has a little explosion that ignites the white powder, and then it pressurizes in the shell casing inside the barrel and forces the gas out, driving the bullet down the rifling out of the weapon towards its target. And we are recognized, and it's just important to recognize this, for many reasons, I'll explain it back in the news and your calls, as the detonator. So we're much smaller than Elon Musk. You know, we're only reaching some days 50, 60 million, but most days 20 million. We're just the detonator. Elon Musk is the rifle, and the people are the projectile, and the globalist system is the target. Understand that? And that's why they hate our guts. That's why they want me punished as an example to others, and because I've got a lot more work to do in the fight, but I cannot carry out the fight when I fire the bat signal if you do not sit back and think, wow, out of all the organizations and groups and people, where would we be without InfoWars? The enemies of freedom really hate Alex Jones. Why have they run tens of thousands of news stories, thousands, and that's conservative, of national reports, tens of thousands of local, I can't even keep track, constantly lying about me, constantly attacking me, because they're scared of what we do. They're scared of you. And they're scared of populist champions. That's what this broadcast is. That are unifying the people and informing the people and giving people confidence to fight on. They want you demoralized and to think you're alone. You're not. So just because you're awake, I get that. No matter what happens to me, you're going to keep fighting. There are a lot of people that are starting to wake up, and we can take them the rest of the way, but our mission is so critical right now. I need you to share the live feeds at Real Alex Jones and InfoWars. I need you to follow the backup systems and things to continue the free speech at AJN Live on X, AJN Live. I need you to go to our sponsor to ensure that one way or another, we're able to continue on the 13th if they shut us down. And we'll be here to the last minute. If bad guys buy it and they order it shut down in 24 hours or whatever, we'll be on the air to the last minute. We don't give up. Because the enemy wants this flag. They want this Roman standard. They think this studio and this stuff is going to shut us down. But it won't if you're backing us now. But you've got to load the detonator for the next operation. TheAlexJonesStore.com/VIP. It's $30 to be a VIP, and you get $40 off your next purchase. Pays for itself. There's more benefits. Go check it out. TheAlexJonesStore.com/VIP. But just get the great supplements. Get the CMOS superfood. Get our new probiotic that's a private label, one of the top brands out there. It is amazing. So good for your whole body. In fact, I'm going to go back to the news. Let me give you the number out first. On the election, on the clear fraud, on the illegals being allowed to vote, on the Secretary of State saying people with non-citizen IDs can vote. The feds ordering illegals. How are they doing that? Put back on the ballot everywhere? Them saying that the election's going to go on. 25% of Georgia's votes are outside the country, they claim, coming in. I mean, does anybody believe that crap? They've done it before, they're doing it again. I want to take your calls on these subjects. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And if you're a poll worker or watcher or somebody that voted and saw something you want us to know about, maybe it went great. We'd like to hear from you. Maybe your vote got flipped. Then we'll get your info. You can black out your name. Send us a copy at showtips@infowars.com. But we're on this, and they don't want us discussing it 14 days out from the most important election in world history. Now, let me tell you what's in the probiotic, because I didn't do a good job last hour. In fact, I read the ingredients last Friday and cut an ad for this going to air today and said this is private label from a top manufacturer, and it's great and has, you know, 5 stars, and now we private labeled it, and it's really good, and it supports the broadcast. You should get it. That's a simple way to have products everybody loves. Get whatever's the best, highest rated at a good price. Some of our products are proprietary. We just soup up already super, you know, hot things everybody loves. But then I started today actually researching the ingredients in this, and I'm like, this is my new probiotic. And I know how important these are, so I get the fancy ones. And I've got fancy ones that are like $100 a bottle. This is way, 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 way lower than that, 30-something bucks a bottle. And I'm like, good God, this is good. So let me tell you what is in the new Ultimate Probiotic at thealexjonesstore.com. LA14. I'm not going to try to pronounce it. You look it up. It's like the gold platinum standard of good bacteria to get rid of the bad bacteria. Supports gut health, immune system enhancement, improves lactose digestion, gut discomfort, you name it. BI04. I'm not going to even try to pronounce this baby. Biodefactobacterium. Boosts immunity, adds to digestion, balances gut flora, supports respiratory health. LP-115, Lactobacillus planetarium, promotes digestive health, supports digestive efficiency and gut health by maintaining and balancing microbe, and helps your body grow a bunch of good amino acids. The best amino acids you have are grown in your gut. Antioxidant effects, enhances nutrient absorption, reduces gas and bloating. LPC-37. Lactobacillus paracasel supports immune function, gut barrier integrity. That's key. Balances gut microbia. Marine polysaccharide complex that grows the amino acids in the gut. That's the superfood. That's also, by the way, in the Ultimate CMOS, an C-based form of it. It's incredible. Gut health support, detoxifying effects. Probiotic properties. Then it's got FOS, probiotic benefits, supports digestive health, improves calcium absorption, immune system boost. I'm going to stop reading. You want it, it's at thealexjonesstore.com and get the Ultimate CMOS while you're at it and the t-shirts, the rest of it. I'm going to stop, but I just refuse to submit to the enemy. And when our sponsors get the funds they need, we're assured to continue on strong. And that means battling all the other globalist attacks, the rest of it. And they are so pissed we refuse to roll over and die. They're so pissed we refuse to stop fighting because you refuse to stop fighting. Keep me in the fight. Get great products. It's a no-brainer. I mean, take my gold sponsor. Been on for 12 months. Could have had sponsors before. But it wasn't time to get into gold and silver, in my view. Plus, the other companies are gouging people. I told you to get into gold a year ago and silver a year ago. How much is it up? And we sent you the best place to get it? KEPM.com/gold. I mean, I don't steer people wrong. I try to come up with the very best research, and I steer you there. It is a no-brainer to get these supplements and t-shirts to promote freedom and support the broadcast, thealexjonesstore.com. I'm going to stop right there. I'm done plugging for the hour. Thank you all for your support. But it's a serious situation around here. On my children, we're not flush with money. I need the funds. Plus, these are great products. I don't understand why the majority of you do not go. I mean, over the weekend, 35 million viewers of the show on X. Great. We're changing the world. Less than a tenth of a percent of those folks bought a damn thing. If just half a percent more did on X, our problems would be solved. Have you ever done something, actually taken action in your life? Funding this operation and getting great products in the mail? That's a pretty easy way to take on the globalists. By the way, I've got big New York Times article where they're bragging about the thousands of lawsuits the Democrats and feds have filed on Elon Musk and their lawfare plan to bring him down. Support Elon Musk and his Starlink is an incredible product. We use it. Works great. Just get it. Support his other endeavors. If you don't back people that are the good guys, you're insane. This is an economic, cultural, spiritual, political, ecclesiastical war. And you better choose a side is all I'm saying. And so I'm blowing the bugle here for the cavalry, and those that have supported, I salute that living daylights out of you. You are the few, the proud, the people that have their heads screwed on. I just don't know how in the hell all these other people that are obviously smart enough to tune into the show don't buy a damn thing. Because, I mean, if 2% of you bought something, I would plug once an hour for 30 seconds because I don't want to. Plus, I mean, these are great products, so it's not bad at the end of the day, but I don't want to be the home shopping network trying to get the funds to do this. So I'm going to leave it at that. But I need funds. I'm a good steward of the funds. Remember all in the lawsuits and the Democrats, they go, oh, he's got hundreds of millions of dollars. None of it was true. New York Times had to say a few months ago, Jones never really had that much. It wasn't true. He told the truth. Wow, I couldn't believe they actually said that. Jones has meager assets, never had a bunch of assets. I got a $9 million Bitcoin donation to me. And they had me up on the stand in the reg court, and the former federal prosecutor, Chris Manning, said, so what'd you do with that money? I said, I put all of it into the company, equipment, paying the bills, and some bonuses for the crew. And I bought some $25,000 home editing software I needed for the show. He goes, really? Because I think the Justice Department would be interested in this. I don't believe that. You're going to say on oath you gave a $9 million donation into the company. And I said, yeah, we needed it to stay on. It helped keep us on air for over 2 years. He goes, okay, I'm sure you're going to be getting some visits here, Mr. Jones, very soon. I was just like, okay, whatever. I was just like, all right. Because you think that guy would get $9 million and put it into the company? No, they cannot compute this. They cannot get this. But I have been given this office by God, this stewardship, because I'm not perfect, but God knows I'm not a coward, and God knows I care about the children, and God knows I hate the globalists, and God knows I won't back down, and God knows I won't stop. But at the end of the day, I'm going to go take your calls. I'm going to stop. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than even InfoWars. On what planet are we even having to deal with all this stuff? I mean, why aren't more people supporting Trump? Why aren't more people supporting Elon Musk? Well, so many of the Christians and the goody-two-shoe patriots, oh, well, Elon's not perfect, and neither's Trump. They're devastating the globalists. Irrevocable harm. We're almost winning. And then if Trump goes sideways or Musk later, you better believe I'll go after their asses. But that ain't going on right now. And so we better get together and get our heads screwed on and get serious. But even if you don't financially support us, fine. I don't care. Pray for the broadcast and share the live links for InfoWars.com/show, band.video, and at Real Alex Jones on X. Because, and you're definitely doing that. Great job. I mean, you're kicking ass there. So wonderful. All I want to do is beat these people. And it takes focus. It takes research. It takes having yourself aligned with God. And it takes word of mouth. And it takes money. I get those ingredients. We'll beat these people. Stay with me. Your calls are straight ahead.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood, the iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, The vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at the alexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air. As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90-plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Something really key here that I'm going to write to your phone calls. If I sound down about what's going on in the world, I'm not. I knew about the globalists. I understood how evil they were. I've been fighting them for a long time. I expected to be attacked, even killed, put in prison. I know that. I know what I was getting into. And I really just want to say I'm very blessed to be in this position, I'm very blessed to be able to speak to all of you and to see the tide turning. And that we have the initiative. There's no doubt about it. And our enemies know it, so they're fighting like the devil. That's what they are. And so this is an epic moment in history. I am so honored to be here. This is such a blessing to know this crew, to know the audience, to know all of our supporters in this fight together. And to be attacked by the bad guys is a badge of honor. And to see victory in sight, and we're gaining on it, is amazing. So thank God for everything, and I'm extremely blessed, and whatever happens is in God's plan. But I do ask you for your prayer, most importantly, and I'm very, very thankful. It's just that so many people take politics and what's happening in the world like it's a side issue. It's a hobby. Oh, it's something that those people are into. I remember even when I was on the air 20 years and had made films that had reached, you know, some of them 100 million people or more. People would ask me, well, what's your day job? Like fighting for freedom and exposing tyranny is a hobby. And that's why we've gotten the position we're in. Because I don't care if you're a farmer or an 18-wheeler driver or a teacher or a police officer or a factory worker or a psychologist or a bureaucrat or a secretary or a computer engineer, software engineer, petroleum engineer. Whatever you are, whatever it is you do, an insurance salesman, maybe you're a cobbler, you work on, you're in a shoe repair shop, good, decent work, honest work. If you don't get informed and if you don't get engaged, the world has always been this way. You will get enslaved. Now, if you got some great ancestors that built a really open, free society that are very rare, you got some shields, you've got some defenses, and you've got some freedom in the bank. But that deposit our ancestors have made is gone. And that's the other good news. And it's also the bad news. Nobody's going to have to wait for the New World Order and the old timers warning us about it. And boy, were they on target. You watch and read the stuff that Welsh at the John Birch Society put out in the 60s. It's like the guy had a freaking time machine. So the reason we got a shot at this is because the people before us. You think I'm tomorrow's news today? You can read books written 50 years ago predicting what's happening now exactly. These people were smart. All right, I'm going to stop ranting over your calls. We got a... Rich and Danny and Chris and William and Eddie and Will and Jason and Jason and David and Jeff and Mike. We got a very special guest popping in, but she'll ride shotgun with us and take calls. Let's go to your calls right now. Rich is a poll watcher in Michigan. The past four elections, his take on what we all just covered. Rich, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
You're welcome, Alex. Thank you, brother. So it's like you said, it's got to be too big to rig. I mean, I've been poll watching. And basically, we go there to rubber stamp the fraud, and it's difficult for me to go do it. But what I noticed in the last elections, the last two cycles, was they already had all the ballots filled out. They already had them done. You know, we got to stop that. I've been trying to help at Michigan Fair Elections to identify absentee ballots, who's valid, who's on the voter list, and try and get them removed. But basically, they're sending out the ballots. They're intercepting them somehow, getting them, and then throwing them out and returning them back. And then the poll watchers, I'm there to watch the poll workers and everybody else. And it's a rubber stamp. And you got to catch it. You got to get the ballot. So it's the only way to get it is too big to rig. The only way Michigan's going to win. We got to get people to show up. We got to get people to vote. I work in the auto industry. I work with a lot of UAW workers, and most of them do not want Kamala. The whole fraud with all the propaganda and all of that, you know, plausible acceptability, like, oh my God, this candidate's doing great. Not happening. It's got to be too big to rig. It's the only way we're going to do it.
What do you make of Michigan after denying it for 4 years? I mean, they have 500,000 plus more people in the rolls than are registered. How do you do that?
How do you do that? And how come you can't go after the 82% of the counties in Michigan had more ballots counted than were actually eligible voters over 18 in the state? How do they get away with that? When the discrepancy came up and they said, hey, there's a discrepancy, we're not going to sign off on the election. They went after the two Republican, they're not legislators. I forget what their positions are called, but they wouldn't sign off on it. And they said, oh, no, don't worry about it. Just sign off on it and we'll investigate later afterward.
I remember.
Like they knew that there's discrepancy. Yeah. It's got to be too big to rig.
I remember that it was two women. It was like the local county administrators, and then the the media all demonize them. These women are crazy. And, of course, it's all true.
They doxed them. They doxed them. They went after the kid at high school. They couldn't go to school. I mean, it was sick. It's
oh, remember medicine. Democrats in Michigan threatened their kids. I remember that.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how to look at how many lawsuits Benson, even when she loses lawsuits, she doesn't do anything about it. There's no enforcement to say, okay, you lost the lawsuit. There's 300,000 or 180,000, you know, uneligible voters that are on the rolls. You got to remove them. No, sorry, we're not going to remove them. Keep them on there. So even if they win the lawsuits, they don't do anything.
And that's right. And the Republicans are winning the lawsuits when they kick Republican poll watchers out. They don't care.
Right. They don't care. They don't follow the law. They ignore the law. Even when they lose, that's why it's got to be too big to rig. Got to get, just like you said, you got to get override the fraud.
And then they tell you none of it's happening. What do you make of Texas saying people can vote with non-citizen IDs?
It's psychotic. It's a bizarro world episode of Twilight Zone.
It is. Thank you for the call. Yeah, and then they just tell you there's no fraud. We have the best elections ever. Everything's fine. Everything's good. Everything's wonderful. They just arrested a month ago a big Democrat election administrator in Houston. We covered it, played the newscast, who again got caught running off with a bunch of hidden ballots. They didn't know why he had them. And then manipulating ballot sizes again, just like they did in Arizona. Oh, the Republican districts get ballots that don't work. It runs through, but it doesn't work. I mean, it's just every form of garbage you can imagine. Jeff in Florida. Jeff, you're on the air. Welcome. What's your take on this?
Yeah, hi, Alex. How you doing?
Fighting as hard as I can, brother. Thank you.
Okay, I want to talk to you about... I worked for the government 13 years in the Department of IRM, Information Resource Management, but I just researched your Texas law on voting. You have to be an American citizen, and you have to have lived in Texas 1 year prior to the election.
That's right, and the Secretary of State said that in his ruling, his administrative order, but said, but we're just going to accept the IDs of non-citizens.
Then you recall them or file criminal charges because that's an unconstitutional act.
I agree, but you know what the state did? They removed from Ken Paxton, the Attorney General, the power to charge people for election fraud. Isn't that cute?
Oh, then you charge them. can you hold me on to talk about other things besides the election? Because I have information about hopefully aiding our country to fight back and peacefully and constitutionally and legally.
Well, I'd love to hear that, but I've got a lot of callers. Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Thank you. You can call back, brother, on a day we just have open phones. Okay, I got to get to everybody. Thank you so much. I want to hear what you have to say, but we're on this subject. Thank you. Mike in Florida. Mike, you're on the air, on the election. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? I'm checking out the Shadow of Ezra X account, and they made an interesting post yesterday about what Dominion posted, and I'm going to read it verbatim. It's very short. It says, Dominion is closely monitoring claims around the November 2024 election and strongly encourages use of verified, credible sources of info. We remain fully prepared to defend our company and our customers against lies and those who spread them. So what do you make of that, Alex? They're trying to get ahead of something. What are they up to?
Well, I mean, they're responding, and they had a bunch of Democrat propagandists put out articles that MTG said that Dominion is engaged in fraud. She didn't say that. She said she had a constituent and she had a report sent to her of vote flipping, and it's being said around the country and that it needs to be looked into. So we're allowed to do that. But obviously they don't want people asking questions, and it's a threat.
Right. So they're trying to get ahead of something, which is just unbelievable to me to impede the democratic process the way they do, because they've already been exposed for the frauds they are. But with respect, Alex, to what you're talking about funding the operation, just funding wars in general, I got a question for the audience. Yeah, you, the audience member that's never donated or spent a dime at the store. What if the New World Order succeeded because you weren't willing to put up $50? What if the New World Order succeeds because you weren't willing to put up a $20 donation? Would you be able to live with yourself? Because I can tell you, as an 18-year listener, Alex, I go all the way back to you with PrisonPlanet.tv and the $10 a month membership, and always bought the videos, the DVDs, the T-shirts, and all that. And I probably spend about $1,000 a year at the store right now. And anytime you ever release something, I'll just buy it just because, and maybe I'll give it away as a gift or whatever. But to the people that are not funding this? Are you aware, because you live in a capitalistic society, just every time that you purchase something, that you're giving credibility to whatever that is? So instead of going to Amazon, why don't you just go to the Alex Jones store? Why don't you just get supplements? Why don't you just get T-shirts? What's the issue with that? So ask yourself the question, are you going to let $50 stand in the way between you and the New World Order?
Well, I want to explain what you're saying. You did a great job, but add to it. The globalist master plan, the key to all their power, they admit, is the global social credit score, where they track everything you buy, tell you what you can buy, and then use that for total control. So they already know that the real voting power is in what you buy, what you promote, what you support. And that's what I'm saying is, in this war, imagine if we'd have kept Trump in, inflation would have been much lower, and everybody would have saved tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. So people lose money by not backing good political candidates, not supporting good companies, not backing groups and organizations that tell the truth. It's like if you buy good quality organic food, it displaces the poison food just by your actions if you refuse to eat it. Like they're trying to make kids eat bugs and saying everybody needs to eat bugs and normalizing that. If people just don't support the fake meat and all and the lab-grown crap, which is happening, they keep trying to launch it with hundreds of billions of funding worldwide, it's failing. That's why they're so pissed. And that's just people using their own choices, just because they don't want to eat bugs or don't want to eat GMO, is already devastating, or don't trust the shots. They don't really know why they don't take them. That sabotages the entire globalist operation. So you hit the nail on the head. Thank you so much for the call, Mike. Absolutely. I mean, it's just in general. It was WorldNet Daily. Joseph Farah, like 15 years ago now, sued to get the Clinton Foundation, Library Foundation, not the Clinton Global Foundation, but the Clinton Foundation, documents from their Little Rock Presidential Library. That's where they house the documents. And they got the early campaign documents from 92. And the first thing in these internal minutes was, as soon as we get in the White House, we've got to use the IRS and the government and the media to shut down any conservative talk radio, magazines, or films, because this is popular. And if those groups keep operating, they're going to grow and get bigger and bigger, and we won't be able to set up our system. I mean, the first thing they were, and boy, weren't they right. So they wouldn't be trying to shut us down if they were so powerful, if things were hopeless. It's that simple. Back to the calls. Let's go to Jason in North Carolina, reporting on voter issues already reported locally. Tell us what you're seeing, though. The Dominion company, we're not even saying this is what this is about, I don't know what the call's about, doesn't want you to be able to call in and ask questions. That's un-American, so you might want to apologize up front to Dominion, but we're not saying your case is Dominion. I'm just making a sick joke here. Jason, what are you hearing? What are you seeing?
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking my call, man. I really appreciate it. And based off what the last caller said, when it comes to globalists and the New World Order, we have for years supported the Alex Jones Show with the products and everything, and they're amazing. And we'll continue to do that as long as we're on the air. But we've already had reports coming out of the Bank of America Stadium, people going to vote. They've already voted, fighting that issue. And they've put on our ballots this go-round for this voting election that do you agree or disagree to allow illegals to vote? That's one of the questions on our ballots.
Excuse me, I believe you, but I didn't know this. That's why I love taking calls.
Yes.
Let me take notes. Hold on, Jason. You're in North Carolina. Everybody write this down. North Carolina. And where are you voting?
I'm voting just outside, just above Charlotte. I'm 25 minutes north of Charlotte. But, yeah, on our ballots, man, it's got two questions. One for local school boards, and two is for to allow, do you agree or disagree to allow non-citizens to vote?
So that's an initiative, or what is it?
It's like
referendum
for the school. Yeah, for the school boards, it's like, do you want the school boards to become partisan and not, and instead of nonpartisan? That's the one question, and then the second question is, do you agree or disagree?
Okay, what's the name of the county? Because I'll search this.
Oh, I'm in Rowan County.
Yeah, there it is. We found it. No, September 25th, 2024, that's the ACLU. That they don't care about Americans' rights for free speech. They don't defend that anymore, but they think illegals should vote. And it says, in this year's general election, North Carolina ballots will include a ballot measure to change the wording of the state's constitution to state that only citizens may vote in elections. The amendment is unnecessary and will not change the law. Okay, very interesting. Anything else, sir?
No, man. Just say I love you, brother, and we're going to continue to fight the good fight, man.
Thank you so much. See, that's why I love calls. I didn't even know about that. It's just, can't make this up. I just can't believe how bad it's gotten. I mean, Kamala Harris and Mayorkas shipped in, admittedly, 325,000 children and destroyed their IDs and handed them out to people, and no one knows where they are, and the many that have been found are in physical slave labor, even New York Times reported on it, and sex slavery. And then Fox News says, does Kamala care enough about the border? The question should be, will she be prosecuted by Trump for human trafficking? I mean, it's just, it's the way they couch everything. And I can't believe what reckless crooks the Democrats are. But it's the same agenda all over the world where the globalists run things. Pedophilia, open borders, censorship, arrest for your speech, poison shots. I mean, they're attacking us. Wow. Jason in South Carolina, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Just want to say I'm praying for you and for your broadcast because I know that it's up for auction. And without your broadcast, I know there'd be a lot of ignorant people out there, including myself, because I always listen to mainstream news. So I thank you for all that you do for everyone.
Well, all I need all of you to do is to remember the URLs. AlexJonesNetwork.com, RealAlexJones.com. Just remember those URLs, RealAlexJones.com, and they'll have sites, everything, you name it.
Yeah.
Is it the Alex Jones Network or AlexJonesNetwork.com? Or we'll put those URLs on screen. I can't keep track of them anymore. But it's RealAlexJones.com. It's AlexJones.network, 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 just a dot, AlexJones.network, RealAlexJones.com, and AlexJones.live. Those are the places to find us one way or another. Real Alex Jones on X, also on X, AJN Live, at AJN Live. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, you're fine. What I was going to say was... about the election and the people that are saying that, you know, they're allowing non-citizens to vote. It kind of led me down a path of all the other things that they're doing wrong, you know, poisoning the water and the food and, you know, Bill Gates and his shots, you know, and he's poisoning our kids. And I'm with you all about, you know, fighting peacefully and lawfully. But, you know, when it comes to literally killing us and literally, you know, dictating our future without us having any ability to control it because they don't play by the rules. I'm just curious, how far are we as Republicans going to go and play by the rules? Like, how far are they going to be able to push us off the cliff before we start fighting back, you know? And I don't know, like, if some of us are at that point, you know, it's kind of hard to do something, but if, I don't know, if we can unite somehow and do something about it, it's like I'm tired of playing by the rules because it's, like the water literally killing us, you know, like the food literally killing us. It's like, it's not really a game anymore. They're literally doing this to us. They're letting everybody vote in the elections that aren't allowed to vote in the elections because they're trying to get the upper hand, have more votes and control it and go to one world government. Like they're doing it and we're still playing by the rules, you know, and there's a lot.
That's right. It's the ultimate form of selfishness to disenfranchise people, dumb them down, poison them, slowly kill them. But for the globalists, they see us all as a bunch of animals that are in their way. And if we're too dumb to fight them and stand up against them, they think we deserve to die. But then you look at their minions. They're the dumbest, most evil, stupid people. The folks fighting for freedom, you know, have light in their eyes. It's beautiful. And this is really the human condition. It's about the choice. So the biggest thing is you're awake. Now it's time to wake up others. Then it's time to, with your decisions, not support the globalists and their institutions and organizations as much as you can. And to build alternate systems and to realize globally humanity's awakening. We've got the initiative. The globalists know that, so they're trying to get things violent and push us into violence because that's their only hope long term. They're discredited. They're in trouble. Their fraud's coming out. So, but by not playing by the rules are submit to tyranny. How about you don't? How about when you see corruption, you expose it? How about you engage in civil disobedience long before you got to go to violence? How about you aggressively support the institutions and organizations that are fighting for freedom? Make it the main focal point of your life. And then you'll be so much more informed, not as a victim, not as somebody that's pessimistic, but somebody that's studying how things work to be an overcomer. We're not given to a spirit of cowardice and weakness, to paraphrase the Bible, but one of an overcomer, of a lion. And so we expose the evil, we promote the good, and we're a light in the world, and as the darkness intensifies, people will listen, and they are. But I understand your frustration, but we force the enemy to take the mask off. They're throwing everything they've got at us right now. And we just have to stay the course and not give up and realize God's in control.
With 13 days left, do you think we have enough time to just, you know, try to wake people up? Like, we don't really have a lot of time, you know, one way or the other. If Trump wins, I heard you say it today, if Trump wins, you know, they got until January to do whatever they want to do to try to ruin the country as much as they can.
But people are waking up at record rates. Even if they kill Trump or steal it, it blows up for them even worse. They're going to clamp down even more. And then look, any way you slice it, the globalists are going to lose. The devil's always been a loser, okay? The only question is how long, brother. It's a personal decision, a spiritual decision that you recognize it. You're not for it. You're not going to worship the beast system under their system to be able to operate in it. You're making the spiritual and then physical decision to not be part of their system. That is the spiritual choice. That is the test that is this life. And that is the process. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. It's kind of scary to sit back and just watch this happen. But I mean, I understand that I'm with you. You know, I'm Christian, and you know, I believe in God, and I know where I'm going ultimately, my destination. But it's just hard, you know, to just watch all this happen. I know that you're aware of this, but it's just hard. You know, it's like, you know, I got a 4-year-old, and who knows what they're doing? You know, with all the shots and with all the water.
Well, absolutely.
I don't know how she's going to develop.
Let me just end it this way, and you're making great points. Submitting, and I know you're not saying you want to do that, for people that do want to, submitting destroys you faster. It just makes it look like you're not being destroyed. Fighting helps society, helps yourself, and God's watching. And so this is the process. This is where we are. People were asleep for a long time, so things really got bad. And everything doesn't hinge on Trump winning. This is a great time for awakening. We're making the enemy show who they are. And we're winning. So God bless you. I appreciate your call. And I understand you got a family and you're, I mean, look, they knew their shots erased your immune system. They knew the shots sterilized people. They knew the shots killed a bunch of people. And they want the power to do that and test it and get away with it so they can do it again. Didn't go well. Blew up in their face. They admit that was a win. It was hard. It was terrible. A bunch of people got killed, but it really hurt them. They admit it. So, and so all they got is attacks left. And it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better, but it's going to get better. Hour number 3, straight ahead. Stay with us. I don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants. Oh, I do hate them. I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending. I don't know how all this is going to end.
But if you want to fight, you better believe you got one.
I've been holding back my real capabilities. I'm most ashamed of. It's a little scary. I have decided and am just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release my full potential against the New World Order. Good luck, globalist. Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before, I want you to throw everything you got at. Whatever you think it is you need to do.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Spoken and really angry. I bet she'd be interesting to get on. Jessica Jackson's going to join us for about 30 minutes. I'll continue with your calls. Play some clips of her at the city council in Chicago. We're going to have her on in a moment. Believe me, you want to stay with us for that. But let's go to Sean in New York, as a retired police officer, give his take on the election. Sean, great to have you.
Hey, Alex. Listen, I want to state the obvious, but I feel like, you know, I have to say something here. Listen, if you're going and you know in advance that you're going to a Dominion machine, what I want you to do is I want you to video that whole process from beginning to end. I want you to videotape you filling out, sticking it in that machine and collecting that receipt, and videotape what's on that receipt. If it's wrong, you stand your ground. You don't just walk away, shake your head, and go tell the people working at your polling place, oh, this is wrong, and keep repeating it over and over again. Don't do it. Stand your ground. Call 911. Get your local sheriff down there. He is the chief law enforcement agent, elected official of where you live. He's supposed to take care of stuff like this. Get him down there and take care of business. You're part of the problem. And you know what? When you get these videos, what I want each and every one of you people to do is make sure you send them in to Alex. All right? Get Alex, you get as many video footage as possible of this. Okay? Make it happen.
By the way, let me stop you because I'm going to hold you over and then go to our guest, Sean. I want the full audience. Some stations don't carry this first five and only take a few minutes, but I want to take your call and post it on X. We're streaming on X right now to millions, but I want to take it and make a big deal about it because I was already intending to say this and do this, and 9 times out of 10, I forget planning for the show to actually do it on the show because I kind of overplan and then...
I was waiting for you to say something, man. You're the man. We got to have solutions. We can't just report the problem. We need to solve the problem.
Well, let me expand on this, and then I'm going to give you the floor here, and then we'll come back and have you recap it. But what I'm going to say is this. We get overwhelmed, and yes, send all your videos and show tips, but don't wait. Upload it to X or contact your Marjorie Taylor Greene, even if she's in another state than you. Don't just send it to Alex Jones. And most talk shows say, yes, send it just to me. I want to make sure it gets out. God knows what they can do to us in the next 24 hours. Things are so crazy. If you've got a son or daughter that has an X account, maybe you don't have an X account, get them to upload the video. It doesn't matter if it's raw. Show it. You're right. Call the sheriff. Call the media. Make a huge scene out of it because they're counting on the election officials that we're getting reports of who just say, oh, it's no big deal. Don't worry about it. No, you need to worry about it. And not just Dominion. Anything you see like this, if you saw how your vote was and they show you the printed out ballot and it shows something different, check it repeatedly. Then you need to videotape it, have a copy, and then regardless, put it out to the world. And it's that type of information that is really going to save this country. And you're absolutely right. And just send it to Stephen Crowder. Send it to us. Send it to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Send it, to Elon Musk. But the most important thing is, don't just wait to give it to Alex Jones and then we miss it. It doesn't get out. Send it to us too. Just put it somewhere, upload it somewhere, or absolutely. We'll do more shows like this in the next few weeks. We will open the phones up just for people with their voting, and then we'll get your name and number. We'll make sure, because so many folks are kind of like me. I mean, I know how to do it if I need to. How do you upload this? How do you do that? We need the young people, especially that are really savvy, who are voters. You need to go in. And it's not just issues with one company or another. This chicanery is going on everywhere. Stay there, Sean. Don't hang up. Because when you called in, I could tell your call waiting was going off. Or something was happening. So some of your call was getting chopped. But what you said, I got and was dead on. So I'm going to come back to you to recap what you just said. Then we'll take the front of your call. When we come back, put that on the front of the video and the rest of me babbling after it. But absolutely. And don't just wait to send it to InfoWars. We could be shut down in weeks. Send it to Real Alex Jones as a private message or post it on X, send it to me there, or at AJN Live. At AJN Live. Follow us there on X as well. That's the Alex Jones Network. We'll be right back. Stay right there, Sean. Back at 60.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right, a lot of our stations don't carry the first 5 minutes. 300 plus stations join us at six after. So I just took a call from Sean in New York, a retired police officer, and he brought up something I've been meaning to say since Marjorie Taylor Greene was on Friday, and that I've said in past elections. If you're at a voting place in Michigan, Texas, New York, Florida, anywhere, Timbuktu, Idaho, Montana, Oklahoma, and you go in and then you vote on the machine and then they hand you your copy of your ballot and you look at it and it doesn't match, you need to videotape that process. You need to do it when you go in up front, sure, right with your phone, to tape it, then check it. And then hopefully it's great. Wonderful. You've done your job. But if it isn't, you call the sheriff. You call the media. If you don't know how to use X or Facebook or whatever, you talk to your son, your daughter, your neighbor. You say, hey, I got this footage. You got an account. Let's upload this. You retweeted it me. And I don't want exclusives. I don't care about that. You send it to Steven Crowder. You send it to everybody. You text it to Elon Musk on his X. You send it to James O'Keefe. You send it to Marjorie Taylor Greene. You send it to Joe Rogan. You send it to Tucker Carlson. I don't care about exclusives. I want to make sure it gets out. Okay? And because we get so much stuff sent at us and we're working like a one-legged man in an ass kicking contest and still send us stuff. We most of it we end up seeing. But I don't want it to fall through the cracks. The thing to do with key intel is get it out to everybody and make a scene. Don't be violent. Don't be rude. But say, okay, I'm calling the sheriff's department. And the police show up and say, oh, don't worry, ma'am or sir. You say, no, I want your supervisor. This is election integrity. And I want the head of the local elections. I want people down here now. And you start asking other people outside, did you check your ballot? Because they don't want people doing this. Recap what you said, Sean, in New York.
Excellent. What each and every one of you have to do is you got to be brave. All right. You need to videotape, like Alex said, everything from beginning to end. Another important thing, when you go and you're videotaping everything, don't just show the video. An important part of the documentation is to say where you're at. Don't forget that, too. Say you're whatever, you're in this county, you're at this location, and this is what's going on. So you're going to have to do a little bit of a narrative, so you have something attached to that video. So it's just not some blind video where you're saying, hey, look at this, it's all screwed up.
Be just like a firefighter or police officer when you see them on body cam saying, all right, I'm pulling up at the corner of such and such and such and such. I see people doing this. I'm getting out. I'm calling back up. You got to be reporting what's happening.
Yes, you have to use a little common sense, a little bit of bravery, and just say, hey, I'm so-and-so. I'm at this location. I'm going to vote. Here I go. I'm filling out the ballot. You fill out your ballot. I'm going to machine. I'm sticking it in the machine. All right, here's my receipt. Make sure everything is shown clearly on that video. And like I said, God forbid that comes out wrong. Listen, I'm not ordering you what to do, but I'm just saying each and one of us has to be brave. We got to stand our ground. You're going to have to do exactly what Alex says. Call 911. Get your local sheriff down there to come down there, investigate, and take care of things. Because if you don't, nothing's going to get done. Those poll workers, do you really trust them? I don't. I know Alex doesn't. You got to put things in your own hands.
Well, when the good poll workers catch fraud over and over again, they get thrown out.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. You know, you and me, we're both heavy metal brothers. I know we come from the same era, all right? We stand our ground. Am I right or am I wrong?
Absolutely.
All right? You're brave, and so should everybody else. Do the right thing. Stand your ground because, listen, this isn't no trivial thing. This is serious stuff we're talking about here. And, you know, each and every one of us is responsible. Don't pass the buck onto the next person to try and justify everything and make things right. Okay? Do it yourself.
Great points. I'm glad you made that point, and thank you. I mean, it came out in the news, came out all over the country, it came out in congressional reports that hundreds of thousands of people that reported it in the last two elections have lived at another state for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and they go check the rolls of the state they were born in or lived in and find out they've been voting for years in another state. Zuckerberg went around 4 years ago, 5 years ago now, and paid $450-something million, 447, I forget the exact number. Pull it up. Zuckerberg's $400 million. I want the exact number. To get a database of all the dead people and out-of-district folks. And they're still using it. They've updated it. That's why he apologized a few months ago. So they've got a big list, and they're doing a bunch of weird stuff. And imagine if those people that happened to shot a video about it. You can also do it in the past tense, but you need to be heard. All right, I'm going to go to our guest now. I really appreciate her coming on. And when she leaves us, we'll continue with your phone calls. Maybe she'll ride shotgun with us. But I saw this video, I guess about a week ago, of Jessica Jackson. She sent us more great videos of her speaking to different government bodies about the awakening that is happening. And here's clip one, an epic beatdown from Jessica Jackson. Here it is.
Like in the words of Malcolm X, who told us what? That the white liberal is the worst enemy to the black man.
Yes!
And he is coming up in here acting like y'all representing some social justice.
Say that.
But all along, all you're doing is trying to use black people to find a reason to make some money.
Say
that. Let me tell y'all something over there. We're done! The Democratic Party is done!
Abuse the black American.
Gonna come in here and gonna clean it up. Do just like R.A. Jr. Just do like that Tulsa lady. You better get up out the Democratic Party. Save yourself. Cause if y'all don't, we coming for your seats. We ain't taking no business from a bunch of people who have broken into the country and now have completely broke the city, have completely disgraced the United States of America. America is a disgrace. The number one function of a president is to be the commander-in-chief. You tell me anything about a Kamala Harris that looked like she could protect this country after y'all had sat up here and then get her overridden with a bunch of illegals. Y'all had sat up here and put America's hands in all kind of wars. And you telling me a tacon there that ran from duty, don't know what race she is, gonna protect this country? The devil is a liar.
Wow, we got the lady herself here. I tell you, is her mother or father a preacher? Wow, powerful. Jessica Jackson, thanks for coming on with us.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Wow. Hi. Wow, we got the real McCoy here. We got some more great clips of you. Tell us about yourself and just what you think's happening right now, what you think Americans should be doing.
Well, I'm born and raised in the south side of Chicago. And for 35 years after I graduated from college, I went to California. And I stayed in California until 2019, and that's when I came back to Chicago because of some things that was going on with my mother's estate, because she passed in 2016. And it's that issue, the corruption of Cook County and Cook County officials, that's what led me to go to City Hall. That, in addition to what the effects of immigration that I was seeing that was happening over here in South Shore and in Chicago at large. So that's why I started going to City Hall about a year ago. So the clips that you see are me coming to City Hall. I'm there all week long for pretty much all the meetings. In fact, it's a group of us that come down there on a regular basis. Me, Zoe Lee, Michael Young Bay, George Blakemore, you know, we're down there all the time because we have issues, individual issues that we're taking up with City Hall. Like I said, in my case, it's about the probate, corrupt probate process. Zoe Lee, in her case, it's an issue of eminent domain. Michael Young Bay and Sims, their issues is housing. So we've been at it. And out of this, we've recognized that the only answer to getting out of this mess, because Cook County and the city of Chicago is completely Democratic, completely Democrat. There's nowhere you can go for opposing view. There's nowhere you can go for help. And the city is getting further and further in trouble with this issue of illegal immigration, just like it's happening all over the country.
And I wanted to get you on, Jessica, to give us what you're seeing on the ground, because everywhere I go, people in general, but particularly black folks that I talk to, people I know that are black, but I just randomly ask black folks, hey, you like Trump? Well, hell yeah, I like Trump. And we see it everywhere. We even see a lot of former top, you know, Democrat people in the media saying, now everybody I know is going for Trump. What are you seeing? I'm seeing evidence of a bigger landslide than ever. I don't know how they steal something this big. What are you seeing on the ground in Chicago?
Well, you got to remember, Chicago is, in fact, a heavily traditional Democratic city. However, here, like you say, on the ground, you see the change of mentality. You see the change of attitude. It has become very apparent that the Democratic Party is not working here anymore. And what has made that even more obvious and more blatant is because of things like the DNC happening here. And when you saw how Chicago all of a sudden cleaned up the streets, start hiding the illegals, because these illegals are everywhere. They're everywhere. You cannot believe the condition of this city now. And they cleaned them up. It's like they vanished. Then on top of that, you had the Obamas come here talking about what's up, Chicago, when you got the Obama Center right over here on the south side displacing tons of black people. So what's happening on the ground here is people are getting fed up. This is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And you have nowhere to go because the whole city is Democrat. You can't believe it. When the DNC came, you didn't even know you was in the same city. You know, they put up all these borders and stuff around the DNC, but yet you want to have open borders on the country? You know, it was unbelievable. You know, they kept ShotSpotter up here to protect the DNC, but soon as the DNC was gone, the mayor got rid of ShotSpotter, but didn't have any type of technology in place to replace it. You know, it's unbelievable what's happening in the city. $1 billion in debt. That's what everybody understands. Whether you traditionally voted Democrat or not, what the city understands is that we are $1 billion in debt.
I also saw a local newscast where they're shutting down the sports facilities for the children after school and during school and housing illegal aliens in them. And the mothers and fathers are like, we're at work till 6. Our kids will be on the dangerous streets. The only place they could go after school stuff when I was a kid was great. Imagine taking that away and saying illegal aliens stay there now.
Man, that was insane. Now, the specific instance that you're talking about is on the west side on a Munson, at a Fuller House called a Munson Park. And that's exactly what they did over there. But the good thing about it is the people of that community, the Austin community on the west side, in fact, that's the same community that Mayor Brandon Johnson was from. Well, living in, because he's from Elgin, Illinois. But Austin is where he was living. Anyway, that's where that field house was. And that community over there, that was Carter Trust, Linda Johnson and them, they spoke out. They came together. And that alderman, Christopher Talaferro, he was really the only alderman, black alderman, in fact, that actually kept people out of the facility. The same thing that happened over here in South Shore High School. They were going to put them over here on the south side in this high school. They put them in Wentworth High School. They started putting them in abandoned buildings. They started putting them in warehouses. This is insane. It's insane. And supposedly, this is supposed to be, what, a humanitarian effort to protect asylum seekers? And the answer to this is to stack people in all type of facilities, have them sitting on the street begging with kids all day. I mean, you could not believe what the city is going through.
I haven't been to Chicago in a long time, but I have been to San Francisco. It looks like a bomb went off in it. I know people that live there. They say it is hell. And notice when Xi Jinping came, the governor laughed and said, yeah, we cleaned it up for him, but not for you. And he started laughing about it.
And it's real. And it's real. And I know what you're talking about, San Francisco, because didn't you hear me say that I moved to California after I graduated from college? So I was in California from 1985. See, yeah, this guy. From 1985 until 2019. And when you see the difference in California, when you see how San Francisco just got ran down by way of what the Democratic Party, Governor Newsom, being super liberal like this, how a beautiful city like San Francisco could end up with homelessness like you can't believe. And next thing you know, Los Angeles is like that too. You can't believe it. Homelessness.
Well, when you see what's happening to Trump and everything else, what do you think is going to happen in 14 days of this election?
Trump going to win? That's what's going to happen in the next 14 days. Trump is going to win. America will have an opportunity to find itself again. America will have an opportunity to take some of this radicalness and far left thinking that has blurred every single line in society as we know it, that has completely just from the inside out, we've seen America just go into moral decay. You know, this is insane. So in the next 15 days, 14, 15 days, that's what's going to happen. Trump is going to get back in office because like the previous caller that was on the line before you brought me on. People understand that now we have to be brave. We have to stand up for our country. This is our country.
Well, I tell you,
we have to stand up for it. And so we need Trump in office. He's going to get in office. And like this one YouTuber says, I think he goes by OK Ricky, and his slogan is too big to rig. Yeah, this election is going to be too big to rig because the landslide is going to be that big because the Democratic Party has shown their complete hand. They showed their complete hand. And the icing on the cake was that last interview with Kamala Harris, with that Fox interview, with that Brent, I forget this
Bear.
Last name, but you know what I'm talking about.
Red Bear.
And she made it real clear that she's not a commander in chief. She made it real clear that she cannot survive a seat around the United Nations and be taken seriously. She made it real clear that the only thing we have to look forward to is further decay in the next 4 years of her and this Timothy Walz getting into office. That's what's getting ready to happen. It's about to be too big to rig. Too big to rig. Trump is soon to get in office. Trump 2024.
I totally agree, Jessica Jackson. That's why they tried to kill him twice. And all the numbers show he's surging. If you put that polymarket pullback up there that indexes it all in the betting markets. He is growing every day. That's why they tried to kill him twice. Not to get negative here, but barring them killing him, he's going to get back in. Then they're going to hand him the mess. I hope people understand that it's not going to be easy, but at least we'll have a chance to find ourselves. Perfect way you just said it. But let me ask you a question. What do you think would have happened if they would have killed him in Butler, Pennsylvania, or down there at his golf course?
Well, you don't want to think about it, and you don't want to take the passing of anyone lightly, you know? And we've seen in this country the assassination attempts on presidents when they try to stand for certain things. So the fact that that would happen to Donald Trump, that's horrible. It's horrible. In fact, let me just say this. What I'm seeing happen to Donald Trump, and believe you me, I'm not, you know, caping for him and all this and that. We're just talking about what's right and what's wrong. And as a person that's 62 years old, growing up in a quote unquote era of Donald Trump, and knowing how in the past everybody liked Donald Trump. He wasn't known for being no racist and all this, that, and the third. No, he wasn't. All of us loved The Apprentice. Oh, that's why the rappers and stuff had him in their songs. And you see clips with him and Whoopi Goldberg laughing and talking with each other. Him and Oprah Winfrey, him and Al Sharpton and him. And to see these people turn around and flip on him like this, that's cold-blooded. And I wouldn't wish that on anybody. Because betrayal is a cold-blooded thing. And to see the Democratic Party do that, and that's what I want people to pay attention to. Look at how the Democratic Party moved. Look how they did Joe Biden. And just slid Carmela in here like this. She didn't even win the primary. She was already the most lowest rated vice president. And now she's the nominee. And just like this clip, lying about she worked at McDonald's. Lying about she black. Lying about she did collard greens. Lying in the tub. Lying about she banned fracking. Lying about now she's not for fracking. Lying about that she didn't vote for tax cuts. Lying about now she won't no tax on tips. Lying about, like they say, she's a chameleon. And one thing you can say about Donald Trump, he's been consistent. Over the years, he's been consistent. And he has already proven that his goal is to serve the American people. He's already proven that. Even when we talk about immigration, that interview he just did here in Chicago last week at the Economicals Club of Chicago. And even when he talks about immigration, you know, like I know, Donald Trump is rich. He ain't dealing with no illegal immigrants right there up on him. But he cares enough about the people of America that do have to deal with that. As opposed to Oprah Winfrey and Michelle Obama and them and Carmella and them sitting up here trying to make like all this immigration is okay, but they don't have it nowhere around them. When they came to Martha's Vineyard, they got them up from around them and they're going to come to the DNC talking about they giving us joy. Are you kidding me? That's why Donald Trump is the people's president. Even though when the Republican Party didn't want him, not really, but the people wanted him. I want him in office. I want him in office. Why? Because it is true, a lot of the stuff that he's saying, even outside of what's happening with immigration. The stuff that he's saying about these courts and the judicial system, I'm experiencing it that here, right here in Chicago, with my case and a corrupt Cook County system. So yeah, I want to get my case, my documents to Donald Trump. Because he knows that the judicial system is crooked. He's experiencing it. He knows that the Democratic Party will come for you. He's experiencing it. And I want to give my stuff to him so that he can help me just like he did that First Step Act to help those inmates. Just like he did that thing with handcuffs to help Angela Staten King for women that's in prison and having to be forced to have babies in jail. He's the people's president. Let's go, Donald Trump. We're going to flip Chicago red. We're going to get him some representation here. People in Chicago, it's enough of us that
support
him.
Stay there, Jessica Jackson. Don't hang up. We love you.
Wow.
I don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants. Oh, I do hate them. I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending. I don't know how all this is going to end.
But if you want to fight, you better believe you got one.
I've been holding back my real capabilities. I'm most ashamed of it. It's a little scary. I have decided and am just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release my full potential against the New World Order. Good luck, globalist. Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before, I want you to throw everything you've got at. Whatever you think it is you need to do.
We take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Look at some of these headlines just now breaking at InfoWars.com. Texas police encounter more than 100 unaccompanied minors crossing the border just in a day. Kamala's invasion. Meet the Arizona rancher who says 500,000 illegals have been caught on his property alone and then released. Meanwhile, new video of the tampon man, as she calls him, Tampon Tim. Tim Wall seethes angrily, says Trump's McDonald's visit showed the workers disrespect. What? I mean, this guy is a freak show. So that's what we've got going on there. I wanted to get her on the show because we love her videos. We got a few more of them we're going to play, but you can see them all from Jessica Jackson there in Chicago. MS, just Miss Jessica Jack and then SN. So just MS Jessica JACKSN. We'll put that up on screen. Everybody should follow her on X. And everybody should support her. And she's talking about turning Chicago red. And she just mentioned that before the break. She's on fire. Listen to her all day. Love her spirit and love what she's saying. I was about to say. And they shipped him to Martha's Vineyard and got him out one day later. She was like saying stuff where I was even going to say it. So we're definitely in sync. Here's a clip. A clip two. Jessica Jackson explains why Chicago's flipping red. Here it is.
Scan the room right now. Scan the room, Blake Moore. Scan the room. Zoe, get right here. Get right here. Scan the room. Put it on YouTube. We're getting ready to make this go viral. This is Chicago. This is Chicago City Council. This is how they show up. This is how they ignore the citizens. This is how they break the law. And then they want to turn around and make life. We are wrong for not supporting the Democratic Party. But this is what the Democratic Party looks like in the city of Chicago. Doing public speaking. They don't show up for a quarrel. They on their cell phones. That's Desmond Yancey right there, who's trying to sell out South Shore to super low income condos to make the city look like the projects. Okay? Now you got Conway. You said Conway or Conway?
Conway
over there on his laptop because he ain't worried about a thing. He a rich white boy, okay? Uh-huh. And then you got Talaferro and you got Cardona right there, okay? I'm hoping that they paying attention. Talaferro, I want my rights protected with my case. I trusted you and some other people, and I believe that you're trying to do the right thing. But you are in a corrupt situation. Get that light bulb head, Richard Rodriguez. See, looking like a Chucky doll. See how he has no respect. No respect for the citizens. Y'all want to be famous? Y'all want to be famous? Let's make them famous. There go Raymond Lopez right there. Okay? He's just trying to read so he can pay attention to what's coming up. There's Quinn right there. He alright, he paying attention. Pat Dowles is right there. She looking up there. Maybe she'll pay attention, maybe she won't. Richard Rodriguez, y'all zoom in on that clown. Zoom in on that clown. Right. He's the most disrespectful individual that you've ever seen. Now he gonna stand up. Oh, he looking at his boy Tommy. What, like what? What you need to co-sign that he's a knucklehead? See, they engage in this type of rhetoric and nonsense. Look at him. That's the reason why we are $1 billion in debt. Because we got knuckleheads like Jason Urban at the top. Yeah, put this on YouTube.
All right, you can see the full thing on her X. Let's play this next clip. I'm going to play all these. You need to go see them on her site. Public speaking, here she is at the Committee on Immigrant and Refugee Rights. But citizens don't get any. Here it is.
All right.
Watch out. I want to thank the media for being here this morning, because apparently that's the only way that our voices will be heard, because our aldermen and alderwomen don't want to show up for work.
Right.
They don't want to hear from the people.
Nope.
They don't want to hear what we have to say.
Nope.
So they go and they cancel meetings at the last minute. They don't show up. They come by way of remotely and all this and that. So I want to appreciate the media for showing up and getting the word out to the people.
Yeah.
Because we got a real problem in Chicago right now. We got poor, poor leadership. We got poor leadership.
Yep.
We got a situation going on with a mayor who won't be transparent about how the money is being spent. They say $300 million can't be found or accounted for. We got an immigrant and refugee chairperson who, to my understanding, his first choice of profession was to want to be a rapper.
Uh-oh.
Now, I don't know. I
couldn't believe what I heard.
Get rich enough.
I thought maybe they were talking about like a candy wrapper person or a rapper at JCPenney at Christmas time. I couldn't believe that he was really trying to be Luna. I couldn't believe it. And then on top of that, if that weren't bad enough, we get a Carlos Rosa that comes to suppress the vote so that we can't talk about sanctuary cities and vote on that.
Yes.
And then if that wasn't bad enough, now we got a Sergio Lopez. Now when it's time to talk about it, you got a very bright-headed Michael Rodriguez that's walking the room right now instead of sitting himself down.
Sit down, Michael. Put the ball in.
It doesn't get any worse than this. Then you got a Michelle Harris who's messing with the Regal Theater landmark. Then you got, let me see, you got a mayor who sees that everything is falling apart. And his response to it is that he don't flinch. And he's a gamer.
Spade.
So he's gonna keep on playing till he wins.
Spade.
It doesn't get much worse than this.
We've got her on with us. I love just, you know, getting average people that are standing up and speaking out. Jessica Jackson turning Chicago red. She's got the Chicago flipping red team. She's out there fighting for Trump every day. You know, when you talk about it can't get any worse than this, the Democrats purposely under the Great Reset, they do the same thing all over the world, globalists, what they are, want to run countries into the ground. Why do you think they want to run things into the ground?
I don't know. I think that they're trying to, if you look at Chicago, for example, the reason why it looks like they're trying to do it here, Mayor Brandon Johnson, is because they're trying to usher in like some type of new type of government, like this socialist agenda, this communist stuff, kind of like what you hear Trump say about this Marxist thing. And they're trying to move away from all of tradition in the country and replace it with these types of governments that they're trying to bring in by way of illegal immigration. And I say that here in Chicago because when you look at Mayor Johnson, right, and you look at how he's been moving from day one. Now, they keep saying about the sanctuary city is due to the late Harold Washington of 1985, that he made a sanctuary city. But the reality is what we're seeing right now is when Brandon Johnson got in office, soon as he got in office on May 15th, 2023, he signed his own executive order for Immigration and Refugees Act, where he laid out all these plans for immigrants. And then it's another article of policy called the New Plan for Immigration that came out like in 2011. And you hear this man here named Mark Carter. You may have heard of him. And that's something that he talks about to say that this is something that's been brewing in Democrat cities for a while. Okay, so now you're seeing this ushering in of immigrants like this. And remember when they kept saying, what's going to happen when Title 42 is lifted? What's going to happen when Title 42 is lifted? And soon as Title 42 was lifted, was it in April, that April? Here they come just opening up the borders like this. That's all I can make of it.
No,
like
right, it's the Great Reset. Destroy Western nations, destroy the idea of prosperity, destroy accountability, bringing 600 million illegal aliens into the United States and in North America. It's all part of the plan. Jessica Jackson, I want to get you back on after the election to get your view on that. I want to get you on Owen Schroyer's show. I want to get you on Harrison Smith's show. Everybody should follow you on X at Miss Jessica. And then the Jackson is J-A-C-K-S-N instead of a O. It's an S. And on TikTok, Miss Jessica Jackson, same way, S-N at the end. Uncomfortable Truth. LibertyStyle.com, UncomfortableTruthLibertyStyle.com. Closing comments here, and we love the work you're doing.
Well, thank you for having me on. You know, everybody was explaining to me that, you know, this, you know, you have a big platform. So I appreciate you having me on. I appreciate what you're doing for the city to help get the information out. And I'm pretty sure, just like millions of other Americans, I appreciate what you're doing as it pertains to trying to get our country back right, because America is in bad shape. And at one point, as a black person, you see it one way, but as time has gone on, you see that this has transitioned from a black problem to an American problem. And it's time now, for maybe the first time in history, for real, where we can all come together as Americans for the greater good. And for the greater good right now is to get our country back right. The greater good right now is for us to uphold the United States Constitution of America. That's the law of the land. And we have to get someone in office that will govern that way. Someone that the people that are trapped in these blue states, put somebody in office that can give us some help, somebody that can stop the bleeding, and somebody that what? Can make America great again. Because whether you think it wasn't good in the past or not, I think we can all agree that it wasn't nothing like this.
Well, that's right. America's being conquered by BlackRock and the big banks. They have a destabilization plan for it. They admit it. We're all under assault. Let's recognize it. Let's come together and right the ship, or it's all going to sink. Jessica, very impressive. God bless you and everybody up there in Chicago. We're all in this together, and you nailed it better than I could. Talk to you soon, and they're going to put you on hold and try to get you on the other shows. Thank you so much. Look forward to speaking to you soon. And we're all praying and working, and hopefully we can be celebrating together. Maybe you can come on election night. Of course, now they're saying they're going to push it for like a week, or maybe a week later, and Trump can override the fraud if we can. We can toast some champagne together on air. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
All right. Wanted to get her on. Just as impressive as I thought it would be. Great lady. There's so many people like her of every race, color, and creed who are Americans across the world. People across the world are waking up to the globalists, but across the country. All right. I'm going to get to all these callers before Gerald Celente hits. I got some other news as well. Will, Eddie, William, Chris, Danny, Ziller, and David. I'll get to every one of you in the order that received. Will, on the elections, and they're openly saying illegals are voting, and they're, all this stuff's going on. It's insane. Will in Georgia, go ahead.
Hello. I worked the 2020 elections, the presidential election, and the Senate runoff here. I worked in Athens, Clark County, which is where Lakin Riley was killed. And, for example, here, even though this county has 101,000 residents, they pass and certify 107,000 votes.
Wow.
And it's just, I feel this continue. There's not going to be a change. It's public record. They laugh about it. They know they did this. I know a lot of people have talked about Fulton County being where a fraud was. Of course, they had the pipe and stuff like that. All they had to do was shut down the university, then 10,000, 15,000 absentee ballots to student affairs with the resident housing and fill them out for students aren't there. Thousands of people come in from out of state and vote. And then where Ossoff and Warnock come through, their crew comes through, 100 more votes put into the ballot boxes. All this is recorded. We had video recording of kids in the Mercedes Sprinters coming in at midnight, stuffing them in. And I don't think we're going to have much change here in Georgia, especially not in areas like this in Athens. And afterwards, I did also, I worked with the Afghan soldiers that were betrayed by Biden in Houston just February after the elections here. And if you go down south, Gessner, all the Spanish newspapers, all you have to do is go and look at them, and they tell them, you have the right to vote just because you live here.
That's right. The Democrats are normalizing it everywhere. And then when we point it out, they go, you're crazy. It's not happening.
Well, this is another strange thing. It's all public record. You can go find it. It's right there. The voting tallies here in Athens. It's like I said, it's public record. Now, of course, if you complain, they have an ACLU lawyer here who will take action against you. But another thing, and I don't want to be too negative, but one of the questions I've had is, not just the evidence I provided, but other people inside Georgia would have helped in any of these cases in Georgia for Trump. And we did give this information to the GOP Senate committee, but I never saw any of this used in any way.
No, you're right. The Republican establishment is rolling over. Incredible call. I'm glad you held to say that. And they're doing the same fraud again. Let's just hope and pray all these people in the red states don't let the blue cities steal it from you. And I know so many Texans are like, we won't go blue. We already got the state. I'm not going to vote. You're idiots. We have to have the real votes to overpower the cash of fraudulent votes they've got. Unbelievable. Eddie in Florida on the election. Go ahead, sir. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, a long-time listener. I talked to you about last time about 20 years ago, but I have an idea where you could maybe collect some money for for the great cause that you're behind, a worldwide cause of freedom. You know, there's a thing called constitutional money, which I know Kirk Elliott knows a lot about. The guy's a genius. Have people, the patriots, everybody's got some gold, some pre-65 silver. Have it go the other way. Have a meeting with Kirk Elliott. Maybe send out special packages. Have people send in some real money. Do you know how much you could collect with your millions of viewers worldwide? Send in real silver, real gold. How about
no, I mean, it's a great idea. I'm so busy on air and trying to work with other infrastructures that are being set up and everything else and battling legal stuff hours a day that there are a lot of great ideas. I have a great easy idea. What about the listeners that never went and bought a T-shirt or got great supplements? Go to thealexjonesstore.com. I mean, it's real simple. Just if more people do that. But, yeah, there's a lot of mechanisms, and I intend to stay on the air regardless. We just need funds, and we will do it. I'm more concerned about how desperate they are to get us off the air, signifying they're going to absolutely go crazy once Trump is elected, which they promised to do. That's why they want us off the air. That's why if they shut down InfoWars on the 13th, I need everyone to pay attention to where I say we're at and then to tell everybody, hey, he's back on here. Okay, that's all I'm concerned about, and I hear you. But you called in about the elections. You want to say anything about that, Eddie?
No. That was my call. I think you need money, but as far as the election goes, Alex, I'll just say this, and I'll let you go. But I think they're going to cheat, because if they don't, they're going to be arrested and thrown in jail and prosecuted. So they're going to do anything.
No, but that's a great idea that you just raised. We should create a mailing address and say to folks, hey, you know, send us a silver dollar, send us a, you know, whatever, and then we can cash that in. Absolutely. Whatever. I mean, I've put everything in I saved, keep us on air. I've done everything I can. And it's emblematic of the urgency of the country and the world right now that they're trying to get Trump. They're trying to shut me down. They're coming after Musk, who doesn't make a big deal about it. I got a New York Times just laughing at him and showing the thousands of lawsuits they filed against him. But if the people just support those of us that are fighting, we will win. Freedom is popular. Thank you, Eddie. All right, jam another one in here. William in Arkansas, thanks for holding on the elections. Go ahead.
I don't care what subject matter you're talking about, or the simple person out here that thinks that he can't do anything. He's wrong, and the best action he can take is keep you guys alive on the air. Information is paramount. You know, you can sum up the art of war under Sun Tzu with five words: know your enemy, and distraction and confusion. And that's what they're doing. You know, you've done an excellent job. I'm not going to keep you. I'm more of a old school, and I mean old school, not conservative, but just a direct hands-on person when it comes to looking at the tragedies that have that man is facing right now. I'm a nurse, and to watch what's going on in my nursing home, and you know, we're giving shots again. They're not COVID shots, but they're flu shots. And you give 100 shots and 70 people come down with the flu, and administration is like, wow, there's something going on. Well, hell yeah, there's something going on. You know, I'm living with a bunch of imbeciles that just won't stand up and face the music. And I hope that we can all avoid the concept of by any means necessary, because real survival is I'm not going to wait on you. If you are you know, low speed and high drag, you're going to be left behind. So,
and you said it. I mean, they admit the COVID shot erases your immune system. It doesn't help you and hurts you. And then the good news is 4% are uptaking it. But still, the old people are being targeted. The flu shots never protected you, doubles your chances of flu the next year. It's all admitted, but the fraud's been going on for 50 years, and it's got cancer viruses in it, and it's totally insane. And you see it for yourself. God bless you, William. We appreciate your call. Chris in Dallas, Texas on the election. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. First, I want to thank you and the crew. Appreciate you taking my call. As it relates to the election, I just want to say I'm a Trump supporter. You can find me on X at RealChrisHack, H-A-C-K. I got spammed by Democrats for pointing out Kamala was wearing the same earrings she's been wearing in every debate with the Brett interview. I also mentioned that I think they already figured out a way to steal the election. We're just not into the loop, and that I hope other people get to the ballot boxes and vote for Donald Trump. So I say that because I think that there are Democrats or people inside of X that are silencing conservatives. Feel free to take a look at my profile. Again, it's on X at Real Chris Hack. With the last election, I voted for Trump. To be honest, I had to vote three separate times in the Dallas County District, District 3. My ballot errored out several different times when I tried to submit it into the ballot box. If someone was to maybe pull the high school video cameras at W2 High School, they should be able to see the breakdown in voting. But what happened last election doesn't matter. As far as this election, I'm really concerned about the swing states. I'm also really concerned about Nevada. I think Nevada is actually going to be the battleground that determines the election, hence the no tax on tip. That's why Kamala picked it up.
Now, listen, I hear you. I got to jump, and I appreciate your call, but let me just say this. If you show the video of Obama and Biden last week freaking out and arguing from the frontal shot, and they've had top lip readers, now five of them come out and say, no, it's what they're like, we're screwed, we're losing, you know, my God, we're in trouble. Obama's like, well, there's still time. I'm going to try to help her. Then days later, he announces he's going on the campaign trail with her. They're scared. They know they're losing. So, yeah, they're going to steal more than ever. You're absolutely right. But the landslide's so big that we're going to find out in 14 days. And then all these battleground states are saying, oh, it'll take 3, 4, 5, 6 days, maybe longer. So it is a three-ring circus. We're fighting for our lives. We're fighting for our future. It's insane. Now I'm going to come back and go to Danny Zeller and David, the hand of baton to the great Gerald Celente, the top French forecaster. But let me tell you about something right now. This is your chance in history to get great products. It's so easy. And make sure I stay on the air no matter what happens in 22 days. TheAlexJonesStore.com is our main sponsor. T-shirts, ball caps, bunch of new ones that are really amazing. Incredible supplements. The ultimate CMOS, that is the superfood of superfoods. The capsules, twice as strong as the gummies. The new super probiotic. It's all there. You need it. It's great. Take action. But let me tell you something I don't make a big enough deal about that's gotten really popular. And that's the VIP club at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP, or just there's a link at the top. Monthly member credits. A VIP member gets you $40 free in the store for $30 a month. So that's a huge discount. It's like money in your pocket for the best products on the planet. And it reminds you when the products work great and you want to get them again that you've got that credit. The Alex Jones products at the best prices. You're talking about 10% to 40% off everything in the store 24/7. If you're buying products there, then this saves you money. You make your money back. Automatic double entries in giveaways, like the big truck and $10,000 we announced on the 30th. $138,000 super diesel, turbos, you know, Dodge, off-road, best, it's amazing. That's all there. Exclusive VIP-only giveaways. VIP members get entered into their own exclusive giveaways every month. Nobody else is allowed in these. Early access to products, promos, and giveaways. Free shipping on over $99. And it just goes on from there. Become a VIP. And look, it gets you great deals. And then it also reminds you that you're a member, so you can save on the products. It's a win-win for everybody. Become a VIP. That's how you back our operations against the globalists. There's nowhere you can back that's going to fight harder than except for Trump and Elon Musk. That's it. And they're holding on. They got money. I don't. So if you want to keep me in the game, it's your choice. Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com/VIP and support our other sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish Sea Moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, TheAlexJonesStore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish Sea Moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate CMOS exclusively discounted at the alexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWars MD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWars MD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
How many times must we deliver death blows to the globalists? How many times can we change the course against tyranny until you finally understand we have victory in our hands? Crank it up.
How many bridges I've got to cross? How many times must I explain?
A long fight. But you can see the tide turn in your lifetime. It's happening now. We're not being caught flat-footed with the globalist assault. Humanity's fighting for its life and giving a really strong showing. And it's getting stronger every day. That's why the enemy's moving quick to wrap it up and sew it up and shut us down. Everything happening in InfoWars is a microcosm of the larger attack on you. Show. Back InfoWars now with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support. At drjonesnaturals.com for incredible supplements like excellent facial energy and fluoride-free toothpaste and more. And the AlexJonesStore.com. All right, Danny in Missouri. You're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just want to thank you for letting me on the show. This is something I noticed in the past couple of years that they made it seem that the not wanting the ID for voters was for all the illegals. That's what the deep state was pushing. But if it goes back even further, about, you know, 8 or so years ago, the rhetoric they were pushing was that black Americans were having a hard time making it to the DMV and finding and getting their voter IDs, just regular IDs, not voter IDs.
Yeah, that's absolutely horse crap. And black people are like, what? Like, Kamala, black people can't use computers. What?
Right. There's videos, you know, they go around interviewing people and say, hey, do you know where the local DMV is? And then black people are like, oh, yeah, it's on Fifth Street. And they would ask everybody, and everybody knew. This was, they were making it up the whole time. This was a planned attack from years ago.
Kamala said last week, rural people don't have a photocopying machine to get an ID. You don't get an ID out of a copying machine.
Right. This was planned. This was... They were pushing it back then for these black people that couldn't find it, but they knew all along. They were
I remember. They said we can't have IDs because black people don't have IDs. Total horse crap.
Right. They knew later down the road they're going to be shipping in all the illegals for the later elections because they knew they were going to need more people in the swing states to vote their way.
Well, let's be clear. They've been bringing the illegals in for a long time, but yeah, exactly.
Right. I'm saying they were. This was planned way before they started putting them in. They knew. Years later, they were going to need the illegals.
Look, I got Senate hearings when Biden was in the Senate, and then when he was vice president, saying we're going to replace voters with the illegals. I mean, they admit it.
Right, and they didn't want to admit it for the first few years. All they were that they were coming the whole time, and then last second, there's so many problems coming up with them, and they're kind of just trying to shush it down. But they know they're trying to use them for the votes to keep them in power.
Damn right. And Elon Musk is the MVP every day, reaching hundreds of millions just on his post about the fraudulent voting going on. And boy, the system's pissed because this is their final gamble. They're losing the people. They've already lost the culture war. That's when they got to have total tyranny if they get back in. I mean, all I know is nobody better tell me we're not living in exciting times. Thank you, Danny. All right, I'm going to go to break in a few minutes. I'm going to come back, do two final calls, hit a couple final news stories, and hand the baton to my great buddy, Gerald Celente, who is super smart and knows what he's talking about. So don't tune out for that. And then Owen Schroyer knocking out of the park coming up in about 57 minutes from now with the War Room. And I'm trying to broadcast 7 days a week. I said I'd broadcast Saturday, but I didn't because I was busy running around behind the scenes trying to get funds and working behind the scenes for backup systems. And just know this, I am busting my ass to expose the globalists, to get all the key reports out, to make sure they don't cut back any of the amount of news we engage in and analysis while I cover all the other bases. So, and God's given me a lot of strength and I got a lot of energy. I don't know how Trump does it at 78. He's working even harder than I am. But all I can say is the fight's going down now. And, you know, even if they were able to, God forbid, kill me tomorrow or shut us down tomorrow, we've still devastated the globalists and everything we've done will live on. But I have no intention of stopping. In fact, to quote John Paul Jones, the founder of the U.S. Navy, surrender? I have only begun to fight. Ha ha ha. We'll be right back.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Night Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean. But
there's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old-style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Top trends forecaster, Gerald Celente, said to take over here just a few minutes. I'm going to jam in a few final calls here. We have Chase's wife on the line, Chase Kaiser's wife. I said I'd take two calls, but is that Chase's wife calling in? I've only met her a few times. Nice lady. What'd you say, Chase? Okay, I'm not sure why she's calling in, but let's go to her. And we got Chase Kaiser's wife calling in. And then I'm going to finish up with Zeller and David. What's going on, Kaylee?
I voted today at South Park Meadows, and they told us to turn off our cell phones, that it was illegal in Texas, and I never heard that before.
I know they tell people that, and we have to check into that. It varies. They're always changing the laws. What happened?
Well, it wasn't. I was standing in a huge line, and somebody just came out and said, hey, we need everybody to turn off their phones. State law in Texas, you can't come into the polling station with your phones on. And I was just a little surprised to hear that. And then when I was listening to your secret callers earlier saying everybody should be recording their, you know, voting experience, well, we can't do that here. Couldn't do it today.
You know, I got to check the law on that because I know they've said that in my memory. Is it illegal to have a cell phone on in a polling place? I believe it's illegal to interfere with someone else's voting or to show their voting. At least that's what it was a few years ago. And then they try to misrepresent it so there's no documentation going on. But I believe the law, but I got to check it. Don't quote me on that yet, folks, that you're not allowed to disrupt someone's voting or show how they're voting. But it's the opposite. You're supposed to be able to have cameras in the general polling place. I'll look into that.
Yep, just wanted to give you the heads up. They had us all turn our phones off today.
Yeah, there it is. Notice, prohibition of certain devices within 100 feet of voting stations. And do they quote the law there?
They just said it's Texas state law. Everybody had to do it.
Yeah, they're claiming it's law. Do they quote the law in that notice, guys?
No, they did not quote the law. And so I went home, looked it up. I saw something on the Texas state, Secretary of State thing, but I didn't see anything besides some notice. You know, I didn't see it.
Yeah, that's the same Secretary of State that says people can vote with non-citizen IDs, even though the state law says it's illegal. What do you make of the election in general and how crazy the world's gotten and how hard your husband works?
My husband's working very hard, and I'm happy to have him working for you. We believe in everything you're doing, and I feel like it's going to go Trump. I hope it goes Trump. Voted for Trump today. So, yeah, I hope everybody gets out there.
Well, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for calling. All right, let's go ahead and talk to David in Pennsylvania. David, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call, brother. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, I want to first tell everyone that's listening that winter's coming, and if you haven't been to Dr. Jones Naturals lately, brother, you got to go because he got all the silver products back. You got the silver bullet dropper, and he got the immune gargle back. And I don't care what you have in your pantry or whatever for winter, get those two items, man, because they're great. And the T-shirts, I wore my own voting for the Outlaw T-shirt to the Butler rally, and even the T-shirt vendors were like, bro, where'd you get the shirt? And I want to tell people, again, listening, go to, type it in just like it sounds, thealexjonesstore.com. Because if you put anything other than that, it'll take you in 20 different directions. So anyway, those are a big hit, man, and I appreciate it. But I wanted to say about the voting. You know, I don't want to be a downer at all, but, man, I think they're going to steal this again from Trump. And the problem with it is the last time they stole you, we've all seen 2,000 mules. We've seen everything they said that how they stole it, and they locked up 1,000 patriots for going into people's house and praying. So that's ridiculous. But I think they'll steal it this time, but I have an idea, Alex, and you know, if you want to go with it or not. But on election day, how about at like 2 o'clock, lead us in prayer. Just lead us in prayer, man. Maybe on the air, if we can get a million people to all join together and just have that connection to God, we can turn this thing around.
Absolutely, brother. Appreciate your call. Yeah, I'm voting for the Outlaw in the Hillbilly shirt, and there's one with Trump with a cowboy hat saying, I'm voting for the Outlaw at thealexjonesstore.com. These are, Bigley, the designer of these, is one of the top designers in the country for Patriots. I mean, these are really great shirts. And what it also does is keeps us on the air, and the globalists hate that. And believe me, if I wasn't, you know, behind on what we need to get in here to continue operating, we shut down, I wouldn't be begging like this. But, I mean, I think we're important, and I'm not going to give up. So I'm going to leave it all in the field. It's all up to you, folks. All right, let's go ahead and take the final call before the great Gerald Celente takes over. Zeller in California, you're our tail gunner. Go ahead, Zeller.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, I got your knife. Love it. Got your four coins. Love it. I got your signed books. I love it. I got all your supplements. I love it. Okay? I'm thankful for what you give, all right? What they're doing out here in California is the officials and citizens are finding ballots in storm drains. Now go get that.
That's another thing the Democrats get caught constantly doing is tearing down Trump signs, even official city people doing it on legal property, legally posted, and they're constantly catching ballots that are Republican filled out, thrown away. That's a good point.
Yeah, and, you know, they're going to steal. So you, as an American, what should do is, like, say, you know, there's patriots here in California. You guys always speak badly of us, but we've stuck it here, and we're trying, and we vote, and they steal it from us. Time and time again, we're born into this. So this is my battleground state. I would love for some Texans and some Arizonians to come over here, just like in the Kentuckians. Come over here, and let's make some progress in the state that gives to all of the other states. You know, Silicon Valley is very small, but encapsulated by all us patriots, they can't do shit. We the people, Alex, I love you. Let you go.
Absolutely, brother. I really appreciate you. Look, I'm not knocking Californians. It used to be redder than Texas. Once Democrats get control, there's fraud. It's very hard to dislodge them. Texas is very close to being stolen because people are complacent. All right, Gerald Celente takes over in just a moment. Be sure and check out his website, trendsresearch.com, and he's on X at Gerald Celente. First, because Chase Keiser's wife called in, a quick word from Chase Keiser on the InfoWars operation and whether it shuts down or not. Our great sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com/VIP, keeping us on air.
Why don't we stop pushing pills on people and start pushing the red pill on people? Because the red pill is the only drug that can cure this mental illness, that can cure things like gender dysphoria, that can cure things like depression, that can cure things like involuntary celibacy, that can cure things like racism, that can cure things like World War III itself. The cure to all diseases, all illnesses, is the red pill. And the best place to get your endless supply of the red pill is band.video, is infowars.com/show, is following at Real Alex Jones on InfoWars, is going to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP and signing up for $30 a month to get $40 a month. Hell, it's not even an expense. It's an investment. Practically, you buy one shirt a month, you keep us on the air. If we had 20,000 people sign up for the alexjonesstore.com/VIP, for the Alex Jones VIP club, if we had 20,000 people sign up for that VIP club, Alex Jones would always be on the air, even if he had to refer to himself legally as the broadcaster formerly known as Alex Jones. There's a reason Prince didn't stop making records after his identity was stolen from him. It's because he was so good and he had such a loyal following and fan base that they couldn't shut him down. They couldn't silence him. They couldn't own him because he had enough support. We need you, just like you need us, just like you need the truth. The truth needs you. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. If you buy anything or sign up for anything, do that because it is going to be forever.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. And again, you know, it's the facts are all there. If you don't support InfoWars or free media, you know, it's journalism is dead. It's gone. This is an article that's coming out in this week's Trends Journal that will be going out tomorrow. The Trends Journal is a weekly. If you go to jonestrends.com, it costs you like $2.50 a week. Nothing. And we're giving you what nobody else is. We're giving you history before it happens. Journalism is dead. Americans don't buy the mainstream media BS. A new release survey found that the public trust in mainstream news media remains at record level lows. Oh, you mean you don't like to swallow the crap coming out of the clowns on the Cartoon News Network? Oh, no, no. I like MSNBC. Oh, no, no. I look the other way. I only look at Fox. I only look in one direction. I can't see in either way. My mind is the size of a pea. About the size of the cojones of little Georgie Bush. Oh, yeah. All right. The media is crap. That little, yeah. Just to make it clear. This was my T-shirt when Clinton ran back in 1992. Beware his slick willy. Yep. His slick willy stuck it under the you-know-what of every, you know, yeah. Oh, I didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. She only gave me a, you know, yep. That arrogant little piece of scum. That arrogant little boy bought out by the bigs. Oh, yeah. Send the jobs to Mexico. Screw the workers in the United States. I get paid off to do that. Oh, and my wife, Hillary, will run after me. Hey, bring China into the World Trade Organization. Mexico didn't steal enough of our jobs. Why do you think I get paid $300,000 an hour to speak to the Goldman Sachs guys? Why do you think I'm a multi-millionaire? Morons and imbeciles call it campaign contributions. Adults call it bribes and payoffs. Going back to what this arrogant little piece of scum has done, and I would call that to his face, man to man, what you did to this country. Oh, no, they'll get me arrested. Yeah. No. I only attack the attacker, capiche? I only attack the attacker. Anyway, going back to InfoWars and why you need to support him and why journalism's dead. That piece of scum Clinton gave us the 1996 Federal Communications Act. Yeah. They did away with all of the antitrust laws that prohibited the bigs from owning the media. And now, ladies and gentlemen and children of all ages, six companies control 92% of the media. Yep. So, you better support InfoWars because they're one of the few out there that are doing what they're doing. And again, I'm a trend forecaster. I'm a political atheist. I don't believe in the system. I was there, worked on major political campaigns in Westchester County in the 1970s, designed and instructed the course, American Politics and Campaign Technology, how to run political campaigns, only taught it at St. John's University, was the assistant to the Secretary of the New York State Senate. There's a pictures of me and Ronald Reagan, John Connolly, who were presidents, prime ministers, and princes. I know the deal. It stinks. The political system is nothing more. Hey, if they were all Italians in politics, they'd call it the mafia. Oh, yeah, you could call it when Italians are doing it, but you can't call it what it is now. It's a mafia. It's a gang. A gang of low-life little pieces of scum like they keep quoting. Little Lindsay, did you come out of the closet, Graham? For all his warmongering scum crap spewing out of that gutless little boy's mouth, anybody that supports war, go over and fight it. Oh, by the way, and again, support InfoWars. Journalism is dead. A newly released survey found that public trust in the mainstream media remains at record lows, with just 31% of Americans stating that they, quote, have a great deal or fair amount of faith in the news outlets. Yep, that's a Gallup poll. So 31% of the people are so damn stupid, they swallow the crap spewing out of the prostitutes' mouths. That's why you need not only to subscribe to the Trends Journal, but to support InfoWars. So now, there's an article in InfoWars from a man, the last guy I voted for. And his name is Ron Paul. And his article is about why should we fight wars for Ukraine and Israel? You got that, everybody? All you people that support Ukraine, first of all, find it on the map. Go over there and fight. Go over there and send your money, send your transgenders, your wife, your kids, your whoever knows what they are, don't want to be whatever they are. Go over there and fight or shut your mouth. Same with Israel. Anybody that supports these wars, Ron Paul was the last person that I voted for. And the reason a lot of people, again, I'm a trend forecaster. It's not what you like, what you want, what you wish for. It's what is. The reason he didn't do so well in the elections was because of his anti-abortion stance. All right? People don't have a clue of what's going on in the geopolitical world. Look abroad, presidential candidates. Yep. This is by Dan Quayle. As is often the case in the United States presidential, both candidates are treating foreign policy as side issues in this campaign. And you look at the data, people don't care much about it at all, about what's going on in the world. You look at the polls. It's the economy, stupid. That was the campaign slogan of the Clinton administration. People have one issue in mind. And the big one, and I'm telling you, you Trump fans, I don't care what you like, dislike. This is our Trends Journal. This is a press release we did in July. August, September, October, right? Kamala Harris, 2024. The Trends Journal's May 2022 forecast. The Trends Journal had forecast that Joe Biden would step down and Kamala Harris would run for president in 2024. And now we forecast minus a wild card. And only a couple of weeks left, a wild card could be played, such as a stock market crash. Harris will beat Trump in the race for the White House. Remember, it's single issues to most people. They have no idea about what's going on. None. In the Ukraine war or the Israel war. And what they, and then the other people say, I don't want to know about this stuff. I can't deal with it. This was our 17 May 2022 trend forecast. Harris has aspirations to be president of the United States, and she knows that her boss is an unpopular president who is 79 years old. Again, this is 2022. She wants to be the party standard bearer and needs to start making a name for herself if she hopes to run for president again. Being that the Biden administration is viewed as ineffective in bringing down inflation and strongly boosting the economy, Harris will seize upon abortion rights because there seems to be the main thing that will lead her into this. All right? In our May 2022 Trends Journal, we wrote, Harris, no doubt, is thrilled to finally have a topic that resonates with Americans who are growing increasingly frustrated with the Biden administration. A newly released CBS YouGov poll found that nearly 10 voters say conditions in the U.S. are going somewhat or very badly, and 56% disapprove of how Biden is handling the presidential duties. These numbers do not bode well for Harris, theoretically, as we say, is heir to the Democratic Party. So she is latching upon a topic that resonates with single-issue voters and core constituencies. And there is no better single issue than abortion. This is from the New York Times today. Trump becomes the star of Harris as his closing pitch. Gone is the euphoria of her joyous first week as the Democratic presidential nominee. She's no longer trying to simply to diminish the former president. Now he looms large, literally. Quote, see for yourself, she told a crowd in Ashwaubenon, Wisconsin on Thursday, gesturing to two large television screens installed at the rally. Quote, let's roll a clip. End quote. The video screen lit up with a 40-second montage of Mr. Trump bragging about overturning Roe v. Wade. As Miss Harris stood watching, like a late night host observing the audience reaction, the crowd booed and began to chant, "Lock him up." She gently stopped them before returning to her promises to restore and protect abortion rights. All right. Front page article. Underlined. Again, not what you like, what you want, what you wish for. People have no clue what's going on. Zero nada. They're going to be single issue voters. This is going, that we wrote that that was going to cost the Republicans the midterm elections, and it did. So, again, like it, hate it, whatever you want, whatever you wish, and what it's about. It's about trends, and we'll be back to talk about more.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90-plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it.
But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, 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 great being on the Alex Jones Show. And as I was saying earlier, one of your articles in the Trends Journal that'll be out tomorrow, a new release survey found that the public trust in the mainstream news media remains at record low levels. Yep. Wonder why. Oh, you don't like Rachel Maddow? I mean, how could somebody, The View, what The View? How about looking backwards, upside down? Look at the crap out there. Look at the crap show. Only morons and imbeciles go to that junk. Huh. I've not turned on the TV now in 5 years. I don't want to listen to this crap. So that's why you need to support InfoWars, because they're doing everything they can to kill journalism. Again, as I tell you, that lousy little SOB, Bill Clinton, gave us the Federal Communications Act, Slick Willie Clinton. I didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. She sucked my meat. Yeah. So anyway, they got these great deals that you got to do when you join the AlexJonesStore.com VIP. That's right. You want to become a VIP, and they got this. You just have to join. It's $30 a month. And you get $40 in-store credits. Plus, you got a great bunch of exclusive discounts. You know, again, it's important to stay healthy. When they launched the COVID war, never a word about natural healing. So when you become a member of the Alex Jones Club, if you haven't yet, in this critical time, it's real uncertainty. They don't know what the future is going to hold for the operation. They're doing everything they can to stay there. So the following information that Alex Jones is about to relay to you is imperative. So you got the monthly member credits. Every month as a VIP member, you get $40 free store credit. That's right. It's like money in your pocket for the best products on the planet. So 10% to 40% off everything in the store, 24/7, 365 days a year. And again, it's a 365 win. You win, they win. You got these unbeatable pricing that you never find anywhere else, and you improve your health. And as a VIP, you get double entries into every single giveaway. So you double your chances just like that. And again, this is brand new, and it's what you need. It's a VIP only giveaways. The VIP members get entered into their own exclusive giveaway every month, and nobody else is allowed in these. So you get early access to products, promos, and giveaways, and free shipping over $99. Yep. They ship free. So there you got it. The clock is ticking. Join the VIP club. Be a patriot. Don't wait. With the longevity of the operation in question, this is the time, an opportune time to get involved. Put your money where your heart and mind is. Support InfoWars, because they're supporting you. And I'm very, very pleased to be on InfoWars each week. And I don't want this thing to go away. Again, tracking trends is the understanding of where we are, how we got here, and where we're going, and the understanding that all things are connected. It's not what you like, what you want, what you wish for. It's what is. I'm going to wrap this up about the abortion issue being a major issue, because she's going to get a majority of the women voters. This is the data from NBC News poll. This is back in 2022, that found 64% of Americans think abortion should be legal in all or most cases, which is an increase from 55% in 2010. When broken down by political affiliation, 87% of the Democrats want it and 65% of the independents and only 37% of the Republicans. So there you got the numbers. We're trend forecasters. We go by the numbers. And speaking of the numbers, how about them equity markets, huh? Had a Dow down today. About 350 points. Oil up a little bit. Bitcoin's hanging around at 69,000 a coin. Again, who would have ever believed this? And gold. What's one of your top trends for 2024? Go to the Trends Journal. 2024 will be a golden year for gold. When we made that forecast, gold prices were $2,041. Again, now they're $2,700, and like what, about $20 or something like that. They were up to $740. This is just the beginning. The IMF came out. Is that the International Mafia Monetary Fund, Mafia Federation? No, Monetary Fund. There's $100 trillion worth of global debt. $100 trillion. The United States, at the turn of the century, only 24 years ago, our debt to GDP ratio was 60 times GDP. Now it's nearly double that. In 24 years. When you look at the, quote, official debt to GDP, debt level, it's about $36 trillion. When you look at the real number, when you put in Social Security and all the benefits have to be paid on and on and on, it's more like $260 trillion. That's right. They're going to come out with a digital coin. Central bank digital currencies. They're going to make up something like the Russians hacked our banking system. You lost all your money, but don't worry about it. Hey, don't worry about it. We're going to cover it. We're coming out with a digital coin. One of the trends that only the Trends Journal has been reporting on, that everybody else is afraid to talk about, is the office building bust that's going to bring down the banking system. Not a word about it in the mainstream media. Your office vacancy rate in the United States of the major cities is about 24%. You got it? Vacant. Occupancy rate, about 51%. What does that mean? There's going to be massive defaults. On office buildings. And there's going to be defaults on them, and that's going to bring down the banking system. In the next 2 years, some $4 trillion of commercial real estate loans are coming due. That's right. They're going to default on them. It's going to bring down the system. You're going to lower interest rates. The lower interest rates go, the deeper the dollar falls. The deeper the dollar falls, the higher gold prices rise. That gold is at $2,700 an ounce, or plus 721, whatever it was when I went on the air. It was 2,717 when I went on. and the Dow was down 372 points. Like gold is up over almost $700 an ounce in 10 months. It's unbelievable. And the people that are buying gold are the central banksters because they know how bad it is. Record numbers. We don't tell you what to do. We don't give financial advice. Other than guns, gold, and a getaway plan, or the GC's, 3G's, you better prepare for the worst. All things are connected. And the Israel war is escalating. I love this language. This is from the Times of Israel. Just came out. Senior ministers call for new settlements in Gaza at ultranationalist conference. Ministers? What who made up this word, ministers? A bunch of low-life political scum ministers. How about go F yourself? Oh, no, Salenti, they're leaders. Yeah, follow your leader. Be a gutless little clown girl. Be a little nothing of a boy. Follow your leader. You're still in kindergarten. Follow your leader. They'll lead you into hell. Leaders. They roll out the red carpets for these clowns to walk on all the time. Oh, the president's here, the chancellor's here, the prime minister. Roll out the red carpet. And all you little boys and girls in your costumes, your military drag costumes, don't forget to salute. Yeah, that's my salute to you. All right? This war in the Middle East, I want to make this clear. I launched Occupy Peace over a decade ago. Last person I voted for, as I mentioned, was Ron Paul because he was all for peace. And again, all you Trump fans, he's on Ukraine on one side, Israel on the other side, just got another $100 million from Sheldon Adelson's wife. The guy that moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem and said to the Israelis, hey, you know that land you stole over there from Syria to Golan Heights? It's yours, yeah. So anyway, don't want to talk about it. This war is going to keep escalating. And what these guys just did is the definition of genocide. Times of Israel. Senior cabinet ministers, as well as members of President Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party, called it Monday's event for the reestablishment of Jewish settlements in Gaza. Yep. Keep killing them Palestinians. Bomb it into ruins. Oh, I forgot. Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law. This is, quote, valuable waterfront property. Oh, no, we're going to call it settlements in violation of the Geneva Convention and UN Article 242. Yep. Speaking at the ultranationalist conference on the Gaza border, National Security Minister, what a piece of slime this guy is, Ben-Gvir, said that, quote, encouraging emigration of Palestinian residents of the territory was the best and the most ethical solution to the conflict. Yep. Keep stealing their land. And it goes on. Hey, all you people that believe in your Bible or your Torah, how about this one? Oh, you forgot about the thou shalt not kill? Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's property. That's the 10th commandment in the Torah. Yeah. Thou shalt not covet. Hey, what are you talking about? Yeah, God gave us this land. It's in the good book, chapter 6, section 8. Don't want to hear your baloney. What if I don't believe in your good book? Not telling you to believe in mine. You stole the land. And again, we wrote about it in detail. The Balfour Declaration. Look it up. 1917, His Majesty's government, His Majesty, some murderer from the UK, declares that the land in Palestine will be settled by the Jewish people, and we will use our best endeavors to achieve this objective. So save the crap. Oh, genocide. Stealing the land and throwing the people out. Look up the definition. This is from this past January 10th. Blinken slammed South Africa's genocide case against Israel as meritless and galling. The U.S.'s top diplomat, yeah, diplo on the mat, you piece of scum. Oh, no, Salenti. I went to Dalton. I went to Harvard. My daddy was the ambassador of Hungary. My uncle was the ambassador of Belgium. You're just a little wop from the Bronx. I'm a better man than... Got it, Jack. Court, the International Court of Justice, as meritless, describing the whole initiative as galling. The charge of genocide is meritless. No, it's not. You're throwing the people out of their land. That's genocide, Katzone. Look it up, you little slime ball who loves war and kept lying about all of the peace treaties that were going to happen. Oh, and blaming it on Hamas. No, no, no. No, no, no. Here it is from Haaretz. Netanyahu backtrack on agreements with U.S. regarding Hezbollah truce due to political pressures. All right, lying little boys, like the Kirby clown and the Sullivan jerk. Oh, when was this? 9:26. Yep. The American faced something similar with Netanyahu during negotiations over the hostage deal in Gaza, senior Western diplomat told Haaretz. He got spooked by the backlash from his own government and made a U-turn. Yep. Made a U-turn. A lying little warmonger. Again, Ron Paul, why should we fight wars for Ukraine and Israel? Yep. It's an article right here in InfoWars. Look it up. When you take the role of the world's policeman, don't be surprised when countries who cannot fight their own wars call 9-11, 9-1-1. That's exactly what is happening to the United States on two fronts, and it is bankrupting our country, depleting the military that should serve our own national interests, and threatening to drag the U.S. into World War III. Exactly what we have been saying. Exactly. America goes not abroad in search of monsters to destroy. Oh, that was John Quincy Adams. And out with him. I'm little Georgie Bush and a pair of cornets smaller than a mothball. I'm a little daddy's boy, a moron of imbeciles that the best cartoonists couldn't create, and the people swallow my crap. Yeah, we got to get that guy Osama bin Laden dead or alive. 90% of the people swallowed it. There's going to be a false flag event before this election, is our forecast. It's going to unite the people for war. Yep. George Washington, it is our true policy to steer clear of permanent alliances with any portion of the foreign world. Observe good faith and justice toward all nations. Cultivate peace and harmony with all. God, what the hell are you talking about? I'm little Mike Johnson. I'm a little clown boy of nothing. I love war, but I couldn't fight either. I'm just a little boy. Why should I listen to a man that fought like Washington? Yep. Peace is the spirit of God. And all these people are godless. Again, follow your leader. They're going to lead you into hell. That's the way I look at it. Because the government is the enemy of truth. No one is allowed on the mainstream media to talk about peace. And again, I launched Occupy Peace over a decade ago, so nothing to do with this war. Has to do with all the wars. Again, so I'm going to fight for peace and freedom. And it's not flower power. This is serious. World War III's already begun. I want to make this clear. Oh, here's something. Let's kill this guy for saying that. Yeah, that's what they did. We must come to see that at the end, we seek is a society at peace with itself, that we could live with its conscience. Yep. There's no longer a choice, my friend, between violence and nonviolence. It is either nonviolence or non-existence. Martin Luther King. We are on the verge of non-existence. This Israel war is going to continue to escalate. They're coming, they're making up this stuff now. They're bombing Beirut. Oh yeah, these guys are giving Hamas financial assistance. We're bombing everything. We destroyed over 80% of Gaza. Every Hamas is living in every house, school, mosque, church, everything everywhere. They're making up this crap. They're escalating this war. It's going to be non-existence. So here's the story. Okay? There are 9 million Israelis. 20% of them are Arab. So let's bring it down to 7 million. You saw the data coming out that was just released that Israel has plans that the United States is part of or knows about to attack Iran. If Israel and Iran go to war, it's over. There'll be nuclear war. Number two, Israel is playing the bully. You got it? I'm a little guy. The bullies picked on the little Salente when I was a kid. The bullies go for the weakest, the smallest rather. And I became the toughest. Learned how to fight right away. And again, I taught close combat for many years, had my own school, so it's not just empty talk. What Israel is doing now, they're playing the bully role. They're going after Hamas and Hezbollah. What do you got? 2 million people in Gaza, a million something. 5 million over there in Lebanon. They don't have the aircraft. They don't have the science. They don't have what it needs to defend themselves. They're tiny little nobodies. Israel's the bully. Yeah, simple as that. Now, that 7 million is going to go against 91 million Iranians? Yeah. Who's going to win? Who would you bet on? Not telling you what to do or how to do it, just saying what it is. The Persians are very advanced people. They have been building up for war Iran for decades. They are very advanced. You know the numbers with all this stuff that the United States is bringing in there. What is it going to take out? Like 28 to 40 ballistic missiles coming in? That's it. What about the rest? If we don't have peace on earth, it's going to be non-existence, just like Martin Luther King said. Just like John F. Kennedy said at his speech to graduating students at American University in Washington, D.C. in June of 1963. If we go to nuclear war against the Soviet Union, 1963, life on earth will end within 24 hours, and it'll be terrible for decades. We need to unite for peace. We must have peace on earth because it's going to be hell on earth if we don't stop this. I've never been more concerned in my life. And that piano playing guy, the guy that plays the piano with his penis, that's now the president of the Ukraine, they're going to ramp it up against Russia. And Russia says if they're threatened, they're going nuclear. So please do what you can to occupy peace. Do everything you can to support InfoWars. Because we must unite for peace in the honor of the spirit and the God that you believe in. No God wants this. Thou shalt not kill. Kaddish. So please do what you can. Support InfoWars. See you soon. Thank you.
Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller. Years ago, we've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine's literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life. They're being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the mavericks, they're the trailblazers, they're the outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the outlaw. Fight the tyrants at point-blank range, and meet like-minded people, and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.